Yeah, ladies, I care about all of you. I want you to stay in school and keep getting good jobs, because guys like me need a place to lay up, you know, and practice PlayStation while you're at work, okay? My high score depends on you.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want some of the games you guys play.
I can't play these video games.
All right. Okay. Everybody, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born ready.
You were born ready. Nice. This is episode 52 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I am C4.
I'm Kobar.
And Ode screws this up every time he's on the phone.
I'm Ode.
Every single time.
They can't, like, point at me, you know?
I know. But, I mean, if you were listening, you might be able to hear the silent cue, you know? In any case, we've got, this week, instead of a whole ton of games, and I know you wanted to talk about Full Spectrum Warrior or something, and...
I have very little to say about it, so we can just chunk it in there somewhere.
Fuck it, we'll do it next week.
Okay.
We'll do it next week, because there were some other things, too. Like, there was even movies I wanted to talk about this week, but that's probably not going to happen. And I know you're dying to talk about Tales of Symphonia.
Oh, I'm dying about it.
But I've got to hold off. And the reason I don't want to do it now... What the hell is that? You got another call?
Not me.
Must be me. God damn it. Oh, fuck him. I don't want to talk to him.
Whoever it is.
Yeah, it can't be anybody important. I don't have anything important happening in my life, so there's absolutely no... It's probably just work, and screw him anyway.
It might be game-related.
Oh, dude. You're right. Hang on, then. Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
How come you always call when we're recording?
I have no idea.
And that's too bad you're not here, because we could totally use you to talk about City of Heroes right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got a few minutes. I could run over there.
Well.
I wouldn't make it time, though.
That's just it. You probably wouldn't. But I'll have to call you back later.
Alright.
Alright, late. Well, you were right. It
what?
Was, yeah, it was Hunter.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Big starring Hunter.
Yeah, his cameo appearance. It would have been cool to have him here, because he could talk about City of Heroes, because I know a lot of people that are playing that. I actually know, like, 8-9 people that are playing that. And the thing I've noticed about it, though, is that they're all playing it as a filler game. None of them are taking it, like, ultra serious. They're like, every single person is playing it in the respect that, oh, well, I'm just playing this until... EverQuest 2, or...
No, nobody wants to admit that they're playing City of Heroes.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I think it looks like a really good, massively multiplayer action game.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it looks like something that would be quite entertaining for a month or so.
I bet.
And yeah. Which is a very normal $50 price tag for a game, is to play it for a month or so.
How's the combat system work? Is it turn-based, or is it...
No, it's like Final Fantasy XI or any other.
Yeah, it's just like any other...
Because they had, you know, they have a couple of games there, like first-person shooters.
Yeah, like PlanetSide.
Yeah, which never took off
the ground.
Yeah. They don't tend to do too well, but you can switch Final Fantasy XI into first person. You can switch World of Warcraft into first person. I think it must be World of Warcraft, because
it's not so much that it's first person view. It's that it's actually an action game. You actually it's like
Oh yeah. I see.
It never works right. Nobody's ever done it right. But the idea is that it's like playing Unreal Tournament massively.
Yeah.
The problem is that massively multiplayer games, the biggest part of it is the community, talking to people, making new online friends. If you're busy doing action,
you don't have time to
sit there and talk.
Yeah. So how's it going today? Oh shit, hold on!
Not to mention, ping becomes important. And,
very important.
And
because
ping with a massively multiplayer game is not always very stable.
Yeah, it's really bad. It seems
usually
like.
Really bad.
You know, I mean, you get more than like 5 or 6 people in a small area, and it sometimes gets pretty bad. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe not 6 people, it seems to be okay, but you get anything over about 6 people, though, I noticed, in, say, Final Fantasy anyway, It gets pretty bad.
The technology is just not there to keep the ping really good in a massively multiplayer.
How'd they do this last in Planetside, or did Planetside just royally suck? I heard the issue of Planetside was the game content was horrible. I never heard that the technology didn't back it up.
I don't know. I think maybe they have really small zones or something. Because, I mean, that's no different than, you know, playing Unreal Tournament online. You've got 40 people in an arena, it runs just fine.
Right, instead of having a server where you pick a room, you're in a big world where you pick
an area. Yeah, think about the size of a zone on EverQuest or on Dark Age of Camelot, and then think about how many people are in there, you know, as opposed to, say, Planetside, where there's probably 60 people there, but they're all in the same part of that area, you know, for the most part, anyway. You know, for the most part. It's not like Crawler's Nest, where the place is friggin' huge and there's 130 people, or the Dunes, where there's 270 fucking people in there.
Yeah, 50 of them standing around the Emperor.
Haven't moved in 3 hours. Yeah, okay. But, damn it, we can't talk about that because I'm gonna start itching to go camp his stupid ass. So it's been weeks since I've gone out there and I'm dead broke.
Yeah, so. That's what messes me up is you're actually high enough to camp the Unvanquished guy. And he spawns in the same amount of time. He's rarely camped, and he drops an item that's worth more.
I don't know if it's worth more.
The reason people camp the Emperor is because you can kill him with a level 40 nobody, you know?
You know the reason why I camp the Emperor? Because I'm not Japanese, and I actually stand a chance of getting it. Because when it pops, the area is so huge that it takes time to run there. Mm-hmm. And I can actually stand a chance of getting it. Anything else that pops in a small area, they have that advantage over you where it shows up on their fucking screen, like, a half a second before it shows up on our screen. And you can say that it doesn't matter all you want, but when I have seen it day in and day out, it happens. I don't care. You can tell me it doesn't happen, but I've seen it happen. Shit spawns in purple, and if it doesn't spawn in purple, when they had that little bug before the last patch where shit would spawn in red, and then remember it said you couldn't claim shit? My ass, you can't claim it, because the first message it says before was the same as it said after that, where it said that your target's already claimed, but the Japanese guys always have it claimed, because they're attacking it, they're fighting it, it's not like it just says it's claimed. Mm-hmm. They're swinging at it, they're casting spells, and here it is just coming onto my screen. You know? So that's why I go down there, because I actually stand a chance in hell. I've got the guy 15 times. How many times have I gotten me Deggy? Zero, and I've been there for a week, solid.
There's always like 30 people standing around him.
You know, we got real lucky that time that we went after Humaju, remember? Because we kept diving for it. Nobody was around. It was weird.
There were several people around.
They were on the wrong side.
There was one guy that was right freaking there.
He was standing there with his thumb up his ass. He must have been gone. Because he didn't.
He must have passed out.
Yeah, he didn't move. He didn't move. Like the other day when Low Pro and I were camping the Emperor, we weren't together, but that's how I met this guy. And I've been grouping with him ever since, it seems like. Because he's got a 50th level red mage, so I've been going around my ninja with him. We were down there camping the Emperor, and he fell asleep. And the Emperor popped on his head. I couldn't fucking, like, when it zoned in, it was him. Like, you would target it, and you would get him first, and then you could target the Emperor, because, like, your target would move to him first.
Right.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And I'm running my ass off, going, I'll never get him. This bastard's got him. It's right on him.
Yeah.
The guy didn't move. And I was like, oh, thank God, I got him.
Here's an interesting idea that they should implement. What if they took a whole second, you know, like, for, you know, when you go to claim something, there's a whole second where other people can throw their claims in as well. Then what does it randomly pick one of those people and says, okay, you get it.
That would be some bullshit. Because then you get slow people that would get it.
Well,
like Americans.
Still, you know,
it's not that we're slow. Believe me, I can camp with the best of them. I was out camping everybody yesterday when we were down there. We pulled every single fucking mob from these assholes. We got into a fight with a group next to us.
Yeah.
They had a Beastmaster who was bringing his X-rays into our camp, releasing him, and then running away. You know, yeah. So we just said, you know what? Fuck you then. We're just going to kill everything. And our group was really good, and we destroyed everything around. That guy was 700 experience points from a level for an hour and a half. We did not let them kill one stupid thing. And then they started sending me mean tales, and I just blacklisted their whole fucking group. And our friend Loco was in that group. That idiot.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking moron. Yeah, so he finally made the blacklist. Fucking retard. Anyway, we're not here to bitch about Final Fantasy. Because God knows I could do that for like weeks on end. And I know you could too, actually. I know you could too, Ode.
Yeah.
Because we've actually, like, you called me the other day, and I didn't realize what time it was, but it was like 3:30 when I finally went to sleep after talking to you about that. You don't have very nice things to say anymore about it either. Which is interesting. It's a good game. It really is. It's a good game, but there's some problems that are just, I mean, really bad.
That unfixable. There's
unfixable.
There are some problems in the game that will never.
No amount of patching can fix it because that's like a part of the game.
Yeah, there's some core things. Yeah. That just cause problems later on and in certain
there
areas.
Is, and especially, see, later on. That's what we talked about a lot. Was it, we get to the point where it's like, now what do? I kill shit forever. And it's like, you can't do anything really cool. That's why I was so...
My analogy to this is it's just like beating a single-player game. If you sat down and you started playing Zelda, at some point you're going to get bored of it.
Well, at least you're going to run out of things to do.
Hopefully you're going to beat the game before you get bored of it.
Yeah. Well, I look at it like this. You know what? I've killed the Shadow Lord. I basically beat it. I'm already mostly to the expansion. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think it's to a point where there's so little content left, and all there is just levels and maybe a few FedEx quests, that you're looking at, okay, I could run around for hours with a group.
That's where I'm...
And maybe get a little... You know, it takes me... Okay, just give an idea. At my level, and I'm not... It's not even as bad as it gets. It takes me probably in a good group.
In a good group?
Yeah, good group.
Which doesn't happen often.
10 to 12 hours to level 1.
10 to 12 hours. See, it takes me more than that. That must be a stellar fucking group.
At least there's no hell levels like in EverQuest.
Hell levels?
Yeah, there were certain levels that were ridiculously higher in the XP requirement.
Well, there is. When you hit 50...
Well, yeah, but it just ramps up. In this, in EverQuest, there would be this level, this level, this level, this level, this level, this level.
Oh, whoa.
This level,
there's just like
this level,
occasionally one that's huge.
One that's huge. Oh, yeah, I'm using my hands on radio.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to cover for you. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I never even heard of that. That
Me
is
neither.
The weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Eventually, like 2.5-3 years down the road, they smoothed it out. They
figured out. And they figured this out in the other games too. And it's funny what they've done, but like when they figure out on all these MMOs that people don't want to do the treadmill.
Well,
You know, they want to slow down people's play experience because they need their money. They want people to subscribe as long as possible, and they want people to have to earn their
it's
goals.
It's just that at the time, the huge experience requirements were the easiest way to do it.
And so yeah, they thought, well, we'll just keep raising the level cap, keep adding more experience, so they'll have to sit around and kill higher level beetles for hours and hours and hours, you know? That's the easiest way to add more content. But then people found out that people were leaving because they didn't like that content. And, that was an issue in, Dark Age of Camelot. A lot of people were whining about that. They said, you know, if people are emailing left and right saying, you gotta speed this up a little because I'm gonna quit. Because I can't stand this
anymore. And they did. The experience there is a lot less now, right?
Yeah, they set up experience.
And they never raised...
About 10 to 15%, but then what they did is the last two levels, the hardest levels, the 48 to 50, they put quests in that you can just redo over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And you can literally get, like, you can beat those, you can get those two levels in, like, maybe 5 hours each.
Oh, wow.
So, it's not that bad. And the two highest, hardest levels, you can get, like, 5 hours each.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
See, that just seems like a little whiny bitches to me, though. Oh, we're tired of putting in our effort, you know?
Well, then again, I did it that time because I was a minstrel and I had that super speed spell and it requires a lot of walking around. but if you get a minstrel, yeah, I mean, if you got like a guy with speed to help you out, you could run around and do it really quick.
Yeah.
The trick to these games, to getting them to last.
Did you say you have a maid? It just kind of sunk in that you told me you had a maid vacuuming your house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend demanded it.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of are a pig.
can't be worse than me.
I don't know. I think he's got you beat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced that the trick to these games, to getting people to stay in them a long time, is gear. It is what it boils down to.
Well, it worked for EverQuest, because, like, look what people do.
It's acquisition.
When they reach the highest levels, what do? They go on raids, nonstop.
Nonstop, so they can get that fat gear, that stuff that looks just like you're a god.
Yeah.
And those high numbers.
You know, hey, whatever keeps you in the game. You know, as far as I'm concerned, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And if you like the treadmill, fucking great.
But
you can level
up. Found out is that the average player, once they max out, they quit.
You think the average person does that? You
no,
think
they found this out. And so that's why they have the setup.
There's those they again.
It's sort of like a fine line. And the whole market is trying to figure out exactly where that fine line is. There's even books on it that talk specifically on creating MMO video games.
See, I don't think so. I don't think the average person even gets that far. The average person is like what we have on Final Fantasy now with the PlayStation 2 guys. They get to about level 50, 55 maybe, and then they either quit or they start over. And they keep doing those same fucking quests and those same things over and over and over. They don't get all the way to 75. No. The average player? No fucking way.
I think the average player that does make it all the way.
So like the average like long term player or average hardcore player.
I think they stick with it.
They do. I think they stick with it.
Here's something to think about. Think about your experience from 1 to 50 in this game.
Uh huh.
It was pretty cool, huh?
Oh, 1 to 50 was amazing the first time through. It was just like, holy cow, this is beautiful.
Well, yeah, and because the leveling was slow, but it was quick enough that you were able to see advancement. You were able to feel like, oh, I accomplished something. You know, they get that feeling of accomplishment, and you're able to do new things on a regular basis.
It's no secret they give you a lot at first, and then slowly make it harder and harder to get cool things so that you spend more time. I mean, that's what they're based on, keeping you in the game.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I think they kind of messed up when they made it quite so steep afterwards, because, like, I'm sitting here at 62 going, you know, it's going to take me, I'm not even halfway to the end.
And you, yeah, exactly, exactly, and I don't think everybody knows what you're saying. What he has, as far as experience, from 1 to 64, somewhere in between 64 and 65, is half the experience to max level.
Which is 75.
Which is 75, right? So 1 to 64 and a half, say, is you got to do that again now. Everything that you already did, you got to do again, and there's so few levels there. There's 10 levels there.
I look at what I'm getting. There's no new thing.
That's just it.
You don't get
anything past 45 as a thief, really. Oh, okay, you get triple attack at like 55.
I'm going to get a couple little spells and maybe one weapon skill.
Exactly. At least you have spells to look forward to. I've got nothing.
They're just upgrades of old spells. It's not like I'm getting something new that does something different.
That's a good point, too. You get fire 3 now. Okay.
Yeah, woo.
You know, why don't you give me something cool, like Ass Kick Guy, you know, something that they haven't put in yet, you know? Hey, listen, some kind of a news. There was something I was just thinking. Oh, they need coin toss for the thieves. I was thinking about that yesterday. They need coin toss where I can throw gil at things, but it's like a provoke. Not that it builds a lot of hate, but it's a claim that's fast. That's what I want. Because I don't have a fast claim. And it pisses me off when I'm getting beat all the time.
So, and you would actually use your gil?
I would throw 100 gil every time I used coin toss. And it would hit the enemy, but at least it would claim the fucking thing. You know, so that I couldn't have it, you know, so that somebody else couldn't gank it from me. You know, and provoke it, or stunned, or chi blast, or something that's just insanely fast. Just give me something that's just as fast as provoke. You know, or just a little bit slower than provoke. At least I could do it. You know, something fast. Something where I don't have to whip a bunch of
weapons. Is it just about...
It is, but you gotta get really close to the thing, and that's really hard to do, especially, and if it moves, you're fucked. If it moves, you gotta chase behind it, and you can't do it. I've seen Japanese guys do it, though, and I've actually done it once. So I think it was just, I got lucky and lined myself up right where it was, and mugged right at that moment, and it was still going, but I just happened to be, like, at the right spot. And right. But it never happens when I need it. You know, when I'm out there chasing the Emperor and he takes off and I'm like, oh, fuck me! You know, my best bet is to end up pulling out my weapons and try to hit the stupid thing. Which is you've all done that before. What happens? You run behind it for a while and you're chasing it going, just swing!
Yeah.
You're like screaming at your computer.
You're like right behind it, so all your target is out of range.
Don't you charge up the CT and then do weapon skill on it or something?
I do because that's the fastest thing. I do. Because that is the absolute fastest thing. Oh yeah, we got a lot of notes to get. Yeah, you know, we did have a point to this show.
Hey,
18 minutes.
Well, hold on a second.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Okay, well.
Alright, I'm gonna have to switch phones for a second here. They need to vacuum where I am.
That's alright. Okay, anyway, what we actually wanted to talk about today was, World of Warcraft and EverQuest 2. The two, I feel, anyway, were the biggest, like the heavy hitters coming out. Before the end of the year.
I think I'd have to agree with that.
I would like to throw Guild Wars into that group, but I haven't heard enough about it yet, and I don't know if it's far along enough.
I don't have enough to really talk about it a whole lot, but from what I have heard, it's not really even in the same category, really.
Yeah, well, I don't know a damn thing about it, really. And I know Ode was watching it fairly close, but I still don't think that it carries the weight that these two carry.
No.
I'll tell you one thing, it's probably the most beautiful of all the games.
I don't know about it. I think you haven't been paying close attention to EverQuest.
No.
I have seen screenshots of Guild Wars, and they look a step above World of Warcraft. That's it. They look a step above World of Warcraft.
EverQuest 2.
Okay, go to EverQuest site. All you listeners out there, go to EverQuest site. Look at the screenshots and tell me you think it looks good.
No, 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 no. The screenshots for EverQuest are horrible. Yeah. I cannot explain it. The screenshots are trash. They really do. The guys look all shiny and plastically. I've been bitching about this for months. We've been talking about how, and I thought it looked really bad. I thought they looked like claymation. They were shiny. They looked horrible. I did not.
If I want to play with toys, you know.
I think they were just old screenshots from a build.
They must have been. They must have been way old. Because we've seen stuff from now, video, not screenshots, video from stuff now. And the game is mind-blowing. I mean, I could not believe, like, I could just step into my monitor. You know?
65 hours of voice act. No. 65 feature film length.
Yeah, worth of audio.
Yeah, okay, but let's ask some questions here. You know, as far as content goes, who do you think is gonna offer more?
Okay, well, right now, World of Warcraft is reporting 1,400 quests, and EverQuest 2 is reporting 1,500. If you want to break it down to a number.
I knew a guy that worked on EverQuest 2's team before he was laid off. He was a designer at Sony.
Uh-huh.
And they put him on doing quests. And they had him doing, I'm not kidding, like 40 to 50 quests a day.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So now when you say, okay, well, how could somebody do 40 to 50 quests a day?
Oh, I'm sure they're just like all the rest of these, where you got to
bring
item A to person
X to
B.
X,
And you're telling me that Warcraft is different?
80% of the quests in any game are going to be like
that. They're all like that. There has not been one game I've ever played where there wasn't a good majority of those. And that's what they all come down to. Even if it's something stupid, like, oh, there's supposed to be something great there.
Well, Final Fantasy tried. They had, like, all the things.
Tried my ass. Okay, even so. So they added an extra step. So now I got A, B, C, D, and E I gotta go to. That's all it is. Look at my artifact armor for my ninja that I got yesterday. Okay, the only different part about that is I actually have to kill something.
But have you even looked at Genkai 4?
Yeah, you go talk to four people.
Yeah.
What do you fucking do?
What? I'm sure who they are.
That's fucking stupid. You know, and look at the AF quest. I go out, I talk to one person, and then I gotta go all the way across the world and talk to another person, all the way across the world and talk to another person, and then have to fight some.
Well, then Burly, it's all hell, yeah.
Yeah, Burly, my ass. You go out there and you get one guy who's like level 70 and he kills it in two hits. You know, because you can't find a group of guys your level that are willing to go do it. Everybody's too busy. Everybody's trying to do something else, you know?
Yeah. No, I hate AF. I hate everything about it. I mean, we were trying to get the AF3 group together.
The Thief AF isn't so bad. The Coffer ones.
Hey, I gotta put down hold for a little bit, right?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. That's fine. Anyway, well, I think he was going to talk about Guild Wars. I don't know what he stands up for it because some of the guys that were working on it were from Blizzard. And I know he loves Blizzard, so we can move on while he's on hold.
And I do too. I mean, Blizzard's an awesome company.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they make some great stuff, but, I mean, I can't say the game's going to be great just because it's from them. I've seen flops from other companies that should have been great.
Well, in the past, Blizzard has taken something that might have been a flop, thrown it out. Yeah, you know, this ain't working.
That's very true.
The problem is, this is bandwagon stuff right here.
It is. It really is. This is, holy shit, there's money to be made. We gotta get in on this. Yeah, of course we're here.
So they're not gonna throw this out no matter how crap it is.
I don't think so either.
No, I'm not saying it's gonna be crap.
If it was,
they're not throwing it out this time.
Yeah, I think you're right. They put way too much money into this. They've gotta get something out of it. You know? I think no matter what, but anyway, if you want to see something awesome for Warcraft, here's a good example. Okay, you want everybody to go look at EverQuest screenshots? Fuck that. Go to our site, okay? And on the bottom right hand corner, right now, where those little random bullshit is, where sometimes I change it like all the time. Right now, there is a link to a video for EverQuest too, right? The Uber video.
Oh.
Right? Okay? And then there's that, the video, there's a link to the video with the Warcraft dancing video. the dwarves
both one. Both are well worth watching.
They both are. They seriously are. The download time on it.
I'm gonna have to call you back in about 5-10 minutes, alright?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. The video for maybe now we can get some stuff done. The video for the EverQuest one's a little hefty though. It's like 350 megs.
It's really high resolution.
But it's worth every minute that it takes to download. If you have no interest in the game at all, just exactly what you said to me, and I was like, yeah, right, whatever. Whatever. This is gonna suck ass.
As a gamer, you owe it to yourself to watch this video to see where the industry is going graphically, and it's worth watching, even if you hate RPGs in general, let alone MMORPGs.
You gotta check this out. It's just that good. It's just, I keep seeing in my head that shot with the dragon, and the dude standing there, just eradicated. I'm just like, oh my god, that was so awesome.
I showed it to a friend of mine who is like, the only type of games he likes are FPSs and RTSs. That's it. If it's, for the most part, if it's not a Twitch game, he's not about it at all. And I showed him this, and he's like, whoa, that almost makes me want to play this game.
Almost.
Not gonna, but almost makes me want to play it.
Damn, that's how good it is. It is that good. And that Dwarves video, the Dwarves Can't Dance one for World of Warcraft, is just funny.
Hilarious.
Shit. It's great. I mean, you gotta see this. It's really good. But that brings up something right away, is the graphics, the look of these two games. It's been beaten to death over and over and over. I hear it everywhere. Oh, Warcraft looks like crap. Oh, EverQuest looks too real. I hear both sides of the arguments, and I have to side with the EverQuest 2 people. I don't like the cartoony, nothing straight and nothing's correct-looking graphic style of World of Warcraft. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's got bright, beautiful colors. You know, the landscapes are well-designed. Everything is just fine with it. I just don't like the style of it looks like I'm in a damn cartoon.
The thing about graphics, to me, it's not about necessarily how good they are.
No, it's the immersion factor.
It's do the graphics match what the game is trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
Like Tales of Symphonia, very cartoony. I mean, I'm only going to go on this for just a second.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it's very cartoony, but very, like, anime, and it matches what the story is. It matches the feel of the game. It matches what the game's trying to do.
Yeah, now if you slap Baldur's Gate graphics on that, it wouldn't play the same.
No,
you would
not
be like, this game sucks ass. What are they thinking?
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't work.
It's and the graphics, there's a big window for me as far as quality of graphics go. I mean, it's as long as it matches what it's trying to do, that means a lot more than to me than, is this the best graphics I could possibly buy?
Yeah, there you go. That's great. I like that. Because it really doesn't matter. And I've also come to realize that, you know what, even today's worst graphics aren't that bad.
No.
I've seen just the crappiest games on the planet, and it's like, well, I still have to give it that it's got somewhat decent graphics. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not that bad anymore.
With the technology these days, it's tough to make really bad graphics.
I would think so. You know, I mean, you have to be like...
You have to try at
you know,
it.
Yeah. And I, you know what, I grabbed a screenshot of somebody's, or a picture of somebody's screenshot. So it's not a video. So it's like a really good resolution screenshot from World of Warcraft of a guy taking a picture of a rabbit. And you gotta see this, it's like an 8 triangle rabbit. It's just like, I'm like, what the hell were they thinking when they created this creature? It looks horrible.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought, wow, that's kind of a strange, I mean, but then see, I've seen other things in it that look like crap too. Things that just don't look right at all. And then they introduce you to, like, the cities. Have you looked at any of the shots of, like, the cities? Holy cow, they look so cool.
I've seen mostly just terrain screenshots. I don't think I've seen very many
cities. Which are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I like them, too. But one of the things that I was reading was that when you hear, like, you hear wind blowing through the trees and shit, and it tries to put you into the game, but you're looking at, but the screen you're looking at, okay, you've got your cartoony guy standing there. Yo.
I'm back.
Okay. We're talking about the graphics of Warcraft. You've got your cartoony guy standing there on this, like, bright white and, like, cyan, like, highlighted snowy background with some bright-ass green trees. And maybe, like, this fucking pink and red ogre stomping through. And it reminded me of Unreal. Unreal uses very clashy, bright colors like that. You know, like, you'll see, like, a bright red and a bright green and a bright purple.
You don't like their color scheming.
I don't like the art style. It has nothing to do with the color scheme, because it looks fine. I mean, it really does. There's nothing. What I'm saying is that I like the realism of EverQuest, because it puts me in the game. It gets me immersed in the game. When I hear and when I watch a video of World of Warcraft, and from what I've been reading on the forums, people say that they're playing, and they're aware that they're playing. And I don't like that.
I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see, did you watch the EverQuest 2 cinematic or the World of Warcraft cinematic?
I've watched, like, tons of videos of all of them.
But they have their cinematic that looked freaking awesome. Like, I'm sure you did EQ2 one where he was attacked by all his bones and he had to break out of the thing and the wizard came down and stuff. Remember any of that with the Dark Elf and all that?
I don't think so.
Oh, you got it. Okay, go to... Everyone should do this because it's really good. If nothing else, you can stare at the Dark Elf. But go to EverQuest's site and look at their cinematic movie. Now, this is obviously has nothing to do with what the game's going to look like. It's just a cinematic movie, but it's really awesome and it's really worth watching. It's really well done. It's one of the best cinematic movies I've ever seen. I want my game to look like that.
Oh, like the movie?
Yeah, dude, it was good.
Well, someday they
will. We're going to get there someday, but right now we're going to have
to make it. The in-game graphics of EverQuest 2 are way better than cinematics were 3 years ago, four years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, clearly. You got to watch this video, dude. Seriously, the graphics are that good. They're freaking amazing. It's mind-blowing.
I'll tell you what I like. I mean, like, what the thing that never sat right with me about World of Warcraft, and... I've been a big supporter of Blizzard my whole life, you know, and ever since it came out of Warcraft 1, you know, and ever since I heard about World of Warcraft, I told everyone it was going to be the second coming. But the one thing I really don't like about it so far is that they only have 8 races and, like, 8 classes.
Okay, we were going to get to that in just a minute after the graphics. Okay, because one of the things...
Okay, I'll say my point then.
Okay, about the graphics and stuff?
No, about
the races and stuff. Thing. Okay. Well, it's just gotta be clear to everybody that, I mean, you're looking at two very different styles. That you're looking at the realism versus this cartoony stuff.
Oh yeah, but what I think about is, I used to play Shadow Devils with text-based, and I would sit there and start typing, and the next thing I knew, I would, you know, gravel gravestones, running around with
cleaver,
catch things up, you know, and I mean, it was another world for me.
Believe me, I know, because I used to play all these text-based games myself. I'm not sitting here arguing that it's better to have graphics and better to not have graphics or better to have realistic versus cartoony. I'm just saying that people need to be aware that you know, that there's two different, very different graphic styles here. And the reason why it doesn't sit so well with me is because I don't get immersed in that cartoony style. There's no straight lines. You know, you look at a building, and it's all lopsided, like somebody hand-drew it.
I'll tell you what immerses me more.
That's what I want to hear.
I want a character that, you know, something that immerses me more is seeing a character that is exactly what I wanted to make.
Okay, we're getting to the characters and stuff, okay? In fact, you know what, I'm going to give up on trying to talk about graphics. Talk about the characters.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, when you really get down to it, the graphics aren't that big a deal.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just that... The argument, the only reason I brought it up is because the argument comes up all the time. And that's the only reason why I wanted to mention it, was that people argue on either side of it, and I'm just saying that I lean towards EverQuest, as far as the graphics go, I lean towards EverQuest 2's graphics, because I like the realism in it.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think they're both good. Like, well, I mean, I don't like the screenshots, but if you could say they're a lot better, I mean, how shitty those screenshots looked, I'd still play the game if the game was that good.
I swear to God, the screenshots have nothing on the videos. It's weird.
It's a tough, as far as the graphics go, one more thing. It's a tough tightrope act for Blizzard, because I think I mentioned this earlier in the show. I mean, you have the style of graphics that needs to be immersive, because that's what the game is. It's about immersion. It's about community. It's not about fighting shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, as much as that's what you do, it's still not what the game's about.
Exactly, yeah.
But they have to have, so you have the immersion on one side, and you have the graphical style of what Warcraft is.
Well, I mean, like, in a game like World of Warcraft, you can even, I mean, and you know, if you're talking about immersion, this would actually come up. You can do your emotes while you're running, which you can't do in any other game.
You fucking do, though. I swear to God, though, that is so dumb. I keep hearing everybody telling me how great it is that you can do emotes while you're riding on your mount and running.
And you can actually sit down in chairs. Like, if there's a chair, you can sit down in it.
Oh, grand. That's what I do all the time, is sit around in chairs.
Well, that is kind of cool, though, that you can sit in a chair.
I mean, it is, but it's not, it shouldn't
be. It's not game-breaking.
Exactly. This is not a factor that hinders my decision either way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is not something.
But it's still cool.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, and I'm sure we're getting to the point where we're going to see them eat. We're going to see him take a piss in the woods. We're going to see all this crap. I don't care.
But here's something else for immersion. In World of Warcraft, you know how, like, in Final Fantasy, everything's pretty static. Yeah, I mean, you versus everything. In World of Warcraft, you're walking around the woods, you'll see a wolf attack a bunny and, like, eat it.
That's kind of cool.
And, but I mean, they talk about it all the time. There's going to be wars going on between tribes. There's going to be, you know, that's all NPC controlled, and you're not part of it. You know, this is stuff that you can see, and you can interfere if you want to.
Exactly. We were just touching on graphics, not the gameplay itself. Okay? You know, we're trying to separate graphics from everything else because it's such a poor argument, but unfortunately it comes up all the time. That's pretty cool, but how come the trees don't move? a lot of people were saying the trees do not move. You hear wind blowing through the trees, and you hear like you're in this windy, crazy place. And everything that I've read, and even people are complaining about it. They're like, how come the trees don't move? Even in Final Fantasy, a fucking PlayStation 2 game, the fucking trees move.
Even in the later expansions of EverQuest 1, the trees move. Well, in the original, they didn't, but that's like 99.
That is, I know it's not a final release, but you know what? They're a lot further than they should have been at the start of beta. What? Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was talking over you. It's just hard to do it over the speakerphone. Anyway, start talking about the character classes and the races. Do you have the list of races and stuff in front of you? I do. Yes? No? Odin, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm pulling up right now. We're gonna do.
Take your hand out of your pants.
What are we doing?
All right. Anyway, okay. The races for World of Warcraft. Now, there's only eight. There's eight races, and they did divide them up by alliance and horde.
My question is, how many do you need? I mean, eight is a decent number.
It is a decent number. It's a decent number, but here's the thing: when you play Final Fantasy, what do you see when you're walking around the main town? Yourself. Don't you see yourself everywhere you go?
Oh yeah.
There's like 700 people just like you standing around all the time.
That's not because there's not enough race choices. That's because there's not enough choices within each race.
We're trying to. Yeah, I was going to try to clump the races and the classes together. Just because, I mean, whatever.
No, I love how EQ2 has, they have like, what, 20 races?
No way.
Yeah, look at this. Look at the list. That's why it's a page and a half.
You can play a little, it's not just like...
Okay, they've got, here it is, check it, they got Barbarians, Alignment is good, Dark Elves, evil, Dwarves, good, Erudite, good or evil, Froglocks, good. Gnomes, good, neutral, or evil. Half-elf, good, neutral. I swear to God, I'm going to take you off the speakerphone. Half-elf, good, or neutral. Halfling, good, or neutral. Half-elf, good. Human, good, neutral, evil. Iskar, evil. Karen, good, or neutral. Ogre, evil. Rotonga, evil. Troll, evil. Wood elf, evil. Or, good, I'm sorry. So how many is that? 16. Versus 8 races in Warcraft. And the thing that makes it so cool is that you're not going to see 850, you know, Ogre Paladins walking around, like you do in Final Fantasy. You know, you see the same fucking guy everywhere you go.
Oh,
I can't tell anybody apart.
They look the same. Coloring their gear.
Huh?
Everyone's going to be able to color up their gear, so you'll actually be able to really make your guy look different.
See, this is a limitation of the PlayStation 2 that prevents you
from doing stuff. There's also thousands upon thousands of choices in your specific race. Like, you choose Wood Elf, you can decide... I want this tattoo over here. I want that tattoo over here. I want to be this heavy. I want to be this tall.
You can also adjust your height and stuff.
Yeah.
In EverQuest, you cannot in World of Warcraft. The only thing you can change is your head. Like hair color and beard style and like tattoos and crap.
Along with the whole gear thing, the acquisition, the uniqueness of your character is huge to a game like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my,
game like
my hugest... problems with Final Fantasy is there's no choice.
There's none. I look just like every single other person that uses the same model as me that plays that same class.
I understand, the two best games for allowing you to customize your character...
City of Heroes.
And Star Wars Galaxy.
I don't know. Right.
I've never heard one way or the other of Star Wars
me
Galaxy.
Neither.
So I heard you can really customize your guy. I heard it's the only good thing about the game.
Me neither. I don't know. But I know as far as City of Heroes goes, you can make whatever
It goes
want.
A long way.
It does. It really does.
They had a dress up your hero contest at E3 for City of Heroes.
Nice. But, see, this is why, I mean, it's kind of cool. Like, you don't need more than 8 races, you know, but I think it's really cool that you have 16 to pick from, as opposed to 8. This is another reason why I'm leaning towards EverQuest 2. I would rather have freedom of choice and see different people everywhere.
Right.
You know, I would really like to see it mixed up like that.
I agree with you 150%. I mean, that more than anything else makes me want to play EverQuest.
It really is.
Race selection.
I want to play because I know there's going to be more content. I would be just fine with everybody looking just like me and we all used one model, and as long as there was stuff to do, I would be happy.
Oh, hell no. No, if everyone was one model, I would not play.
It wouldn't bother me that much because I'm used to playing stuff like D&D where you don't see anybody anyway.
Right.
Where it doesn't bother. But as long as there's stuff to do, it keeps me interested.
I guarantee you, because it was true in EverQuest 1, and it sounds like they're doing even more customization and more stuff like that in EQ2. I could go months and months of playing every day with never seeing someone that looked like me.
Holy crap.
Including my gear and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I could go weeks and weeks without seeing anybody with the same face as me.
That is awesome. You know, for a while that used to happen to me in Final Fantasy. I didn't see another me for days. And then all of a sudden,
that was just
everywhere.
Straight up lucky, though.
It was. There's only like six different choices. Yeah. and two per each one of those.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. You know, it was just nobody knew that you could change the color or something, your hair to red, so whatever, but.
I'd love it if there were, you know, I mean, this sounds extreme, but I would love it if there were like 70 races so that you would so very seldomly run across another rat person.
Oh yeah, that would be cool too. But I mean,
the little rat guys eat you too. I think I want to be one of those guys. I'm looking at those little rat guys and I'm like, I want to be a rat.
See, I thought about it. I've come to the conclusion I can't do it. I cannot play one.
It would probably be the best choice. Maybe
a female rat. It looks so cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can do it. But as far as World of Warcraft goes, you've got on the Alliance side humans, night elves, dwarves, and gnomes. On the Horde side, orcs, tauren, undead, and trolls. That's it. That's all you've got is these four class, and it's not even like you have eight choices. That's something else to consider. This game is kind of divided in two, because you don't really have eight whole choices. You've got like four choices, really, because if all your friends are
four and once,
it's
you have a choice
exactly
whether you're going to be good or bad, and then you have four
good and evil sides. Okay, you can play a neutral race, or you can play an evil race and go through all the quests, go through all the bullshit and switch sides.
Yeah,
no, World of Warcraft, I don't think you can become a good orc.
No.
You did put that in, which was really cool.
No,
I'm not going to guide E3.
You are a bad orc. If you are an orc, if you're a tauren, if you're a troll, if you're undead, you are on the Horde side. You do not change.
Yeah, but in EQ2,
you can do
it. It did give people, the players will have the option to change sides. You can be a troll and you can forsake your town and betray everybody and become good.
Yep, you can go out and you can go be, you know, become a, I guess they're limited by the class. Like, you cannot go out and just be a paladin. You know, like if you're one of them, whatever the hell they are, one of the evil races, let's say, like, say a dark elf.
Well, that's exactly
the first one I saw on the list. Okay.
What's the example?
You would have to go through this massive quest. You'd have to go through this massive quest, and you would be able to become a paladin then.
Right. Well, that makes it even more immersive for the person that wants to be that dark elf paladin. They gotta work for it.
Yeah. And how cool is that gonna be when you finally see a guy that is that? You run into a guy that's like, holy shit, I've never seen that before. You know, that is going to be really awesome. You know, that is going to be fantastic. And think about, I mean, oh my god, you know what's going to suck though? They do have, is Ranger a good or a bad one on this? Ranger must be a good class. I wonder how many Dark Elf dudes are going to go out and be fucking good and be Rangers.
But who cares?
Wood Elves.
I'm just saying.
In the EverQuest world, Wood Elves are the top
Yeah,
rangers.
But because of a certain series of books, everybody and their brother wants to be a Dark Elf Ranger.
Yeah, and carry two scimitars
They carry two scimitars and they're fucking good Dark Elf Rangers. I guarantee. And they all have a name that somehow starts with a D and it's got a couple Z's in there.
It'll be like a random number of Z's.
Yeah. actually, EverQuest won't let you do that. Did you know that?
What?
EverQuest will not let you do that. That name is filtered out. All those guys are. Bruner, fucking Canterbury, all those guys are filtered out.
Driss, I like that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
God, I hope Legolas.
Think about the Lego Lot, the Lego Boat, the Lego Lead.
How many of those guys? You guys just said it at the same time. How many of those guys have you seen on just our server? On Final Fantasy?
Like six.
Yeah. I personally have run into four. I can tell you how they're spelled too. And I know I've run across others and just forgotten how they were spelled, you know. And there is a Drist. I've seen him on our server. I know a Catabri. She's on my friends list. They're all there. But EverQuest, they filtered those out. They will not let you use those names.
Which is great.
That is cool. That is really cool. Because it pisses me off seeing some of those groups. But some of them are so creative, they win me over. Like, the Mithra Mule, not in the face. Is the best fucking name I've ever heard of in my life.
Mules, I think it's okay to have funny, stupid names.
Yeah.
With a character that you're gonna be playing, I do not want to see Spun Dundee.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to run around with SpongeBob here as my white mage, you know. You don't want to run around with you know, Jack Me Hoff as my fucking cleric,
you know.
It's
a goddamn fantasy game. It's a role-playing game.
Exactly. Take it a little more seriously.
Don't be Buzzsaw. I mean,
it's actually bad in the game. It's a lot of fun to try to throw some role-playing into your emotes. Try to create, like, a story for your character.
Elite the Surge. Death Lord.
Yeah. It's
I just... You put some effort into your name. That would be great, people. It would take.
Believe me, I put no effort in my name. I take.
And some, it's still better than 99%.
Yeah, I just take some letters that go together without like clashing in the English language. Yeah. And bam, there's my name.
There it is, right there. We need, you know, we need some dice to roll that we could come up with. We could generate names with. That's a great idea. For letters, you know, you have like
26-sided die.
No. You have like 10-sided, and you have. Well, I don't know how you. Yeah, I guess you would have to have something like that. That'd be fine too, though. And then you would have like the one, like a 6-sided vowel one every second or third.
You well, most of them are most let you auto-generate a name anyway.
Yeah, but they suck balls.
And they There's all so get much... taken up, and then you see some poor jackass running around the world with a name that you saw on the auto-generated.
Yeah.
You poor sack of shit.
Worthless piece of crap playing this game. You can't even pull the name. That's very true. I saw that before, and that drove me nuts. I was like, oh, you didn't put any effort into it. I don't want to play with your dumb ass, you know? Let's go back to the faction thing. You know, the good and the evil and the alliance versus horde.
I don't like it.
You don't like it on either one of them?
I don't like the whole... There should be servers where it's forced... And there should be servers where it's not.
The way I understand Warcraft is that there's going to be servers where it's player versus player, alliance versus horde, and the rest of the servers are not player versus player, but it's still alliance versus horde. That's the way I understand it currently.
Well, I think the way the player versus player servers are going to work, there's only going to be one or two of them, and with those servers, anybody can kill anybody.
I imagine, but it makes sense. It's player versus player. It's in the wording of it, but the way I understand it was that there's going to be like a heavy emphasis, you know, on alliance versus horde on certain servers where you can actually go kill the other people. But in the normal servers, you can't. I guess you can't in the normal.
Yeah, servers. In a normal server, a human can't kill a night elf.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, wait. Is that
to this? Basically, if they set up just like
wait, they're together. Hold on a second. What about can a human kill an orc? Are you sure?
On a regular server?
On a regular server.
On a regular server, yes.
So the way I understand it is no.
From what I understand, they're going to have... They're going to break it up. From what I understand, this is what I heard. They're going to break up just like Dark Age Camelot. It's going to have co-op servers. They're going to be regular servers.
So that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. But the way I understand it was that you cannot do that. Was you can't just go kill other people. Which
can you party as a human with an orc?
No.
See, I hate that. That's dumb.
Sucks ass. Because I know Ode here, let's say we all ran out and bought World of Warcraft. What would happen? I would play a fucking... Shit, I don't know. Probably a Night Elf. I haven't put much thought into it. Either a Night Elf or a... Oh God, I don't really like any of the races.
I don't like,
maybe
yeah,
an
I don't
orc.
Like...
Maybe an orc. I might play an orc.
I mean, like, I would just play this. I would play on the side because I could pick a Night Elf or I could pick Undead or...
See, that's what I was saying is you would probably end up picking Undead.
Actually, Torrent Druid sounds good to me.
See, but, well, whatever the case, my point was, you get six people that go home and don't communicate with each other, you know, 10 minutes before they all create their characters, and half of them aren't going to be able to play together.
Or some of them are going to go, oh man, I have to be Undead because five other... I mean, I have to be the horde side because the rest of my friends are.
Exactly. It's better to put everybody on different servers, like some games.
Like Final Fantasy, where it randomly picks a server?
And you can't choose without having someone already there buying.
Yeah, I guess that's a problem. I mean, it didn't cause me a problem. I logged in the game, made my guy a couple times, and got the server I wanted to join.
No. I bought you guys a world pass.
Not originally there, Chief. Remember? I was a 7th level thief before you guys forced me to quit and start over again in Sandoria.
I had to quit, too.
See? See?
Yeah, see, I mean, if they let you pick your server, you guys would have been on the right server to begin with.
I was on the right server, was my point. You're not listening. I was on the right server without a world pass. It didn't take me very long. It did take kind of a while, but...
Okay, so why'd you kill and recreate?
Because you guys made me, because you wanted me in Sandoria and not Winders.
I didn't give a shit. Dude, I was in Bastok. Why would I ask for you to...
I know, but fucking everybody else. No. You come to Sandoria. Fine. Fuck it.
They made me walk across the dunes as a level 4 red mage to get, you know, so I could...
See, and you know what? I would have traveled there myself if I would have known, but I didn't know at the time. I didn't know how fucking big this world was. I tried to walk and got killed before I got out of Saruta Bruta.
I didn't have a map. I was following some random...
I'm not going to talk about fucking the right direction. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so... Yeah, you cannot play with... Even if you guys land on the same servers, though, you can't even communicate. You have to learn that language.
Yeah, I hate that.
That is fucking retarded. You cannot send your friend a tell. He will not understand you.
On forced role-playing servers, it's a good thing.
That's fine. Yeah.
You want to really role-play? You should have the option.
I think that's probably only a role-playing service. We're gonna have to get the details on that, because that doesn't make sense.
There are other games that are like that out there right now.
Everything I've heard, that it's like that right now on the beta, on the World of Warcraft beta. That it's like, you cannot send your friend a tell if you're a different race.
You physically cannot, or it just comes in garbled?
I imagine it comes in garbled.
Right, like
because it's a different language. You can send the tell, but they don't understand what the hell you just said. You know?
You said hi, and it comes out GF.
It comes through totally screwed up. The cool thing is, though, you can run World of Warcraft in a window, and you can alt-tab out.
Which is nuts. I don't know if I like that either.
I don't like it because it makes it easy for cheaters.
It makes it real easy for cheaters.
Yeah. Here's the keys.
Wait, how many people do you lose in a group all of a sudden because Norton antivirus popped up?
I don't know. Most people I know have turned it off by now.
fine and dandy, but at the same time, now you have all these cheaters running around because it's real easy, because all they have to do is alt-tab and start up a program.
It can take us 5 minutes not to just crack it so it runs in a window anyway.
Yeah.
You know how easy it is to just change something that runs in a window?
I know, but at least it's more effort, and at least it's not to keep the people that make the windowing program, you know, like Evolution X, or whatever the hell that crap is called, or what's it called, X Unleashed?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's people like Wolf who don't know how to make it do that, but can get a hold of something that somebody made. You know, it's like it prevents that person from doing it, though. You know, like, he wouldn't know, and he didn't know until you told him what program to get to make it run Final Fantasy in a window. Now, we've got a full-blown cheater on our hands all the time. Why? Because, I can run a window now. This game hands him the keys and says, please don't cheat. Yeah. You know, that sucks. I think that really...
If anyone's going to police it, it's going to be Blizzard.
I don't know about that.
Dude, look at their ban history.
Yeah, it takes them 6 months to get around to banning people for map hacking. It takes them fucking a year to fix the duplication and the rampant trainer problems on Diablo.
But it was also free.
Now
they have a dedicated team that's getting paid.
We'll see how well it works. We can't say either.
That does help.
Well, then again, if they ban people, they lose income now. They might not be so eager.
Exactly. They're not going to slam down the ban stick on somebody who's paying them $15 a month. They're going to say, you can't play it for 2 or 3 days. Huh. Oh, no. You know, I'll go fire, you know, at least my mule is still fishing 24/7. You know, whatever, I still make money. It's I don't think it's going to be that big of a thing. I really don't. GMs in all these games, I have never heard of an MMORPG that had great GMs for very long, anyway.
Who would have a mule fish 24/7?
God, I don't know anybody that would do that. I know two people. So, moving on, let's move on to the classes, okay? In World of Warcraft, you have a paladin, and it's also limited by race, by the way. Like, so your paladin, you can only be a human or a dwarf. Okay? A rogue, human, dwarf, night elf, orc, undead, gnome, and troll. A priest, human, night elf, dwarf, undead, troll. A hunter, which, if I remember right, the hunters are like beastmasters, right? They're like the beast tamer.
Well, guys. They're like a cross between a ranger and a beastmaster.
Yeah, they get their pets and whatnot. Okay, night elf, dwarf, orc, tauren, and troll. Ranger.
And they're the best bow class in the game.
They're better than a ranger.
Well, no, okay.
Okay, human, orc, undead, gnome can be rangers. Druids, night elf, tauren, they can actually morph into shit, which is really cool.
There is no ranger class.
I wrote it down.
Hang on, I pulled up the class.
Okay, I wrote it down. I don't know, maybe I was just smoking crack, but I wrote it down. Warrior, everybody can be a warrior, any race. Mage, human, dwarf, gnome, undead, and troll. Shaman, orc, tauren, troll. And here's the kicker, right here. On Blizzard's site, they said they're considering subjobs.
Don't do it!
That is retarded. That would completely hose this game. Adding subjobs?
Well, something that, you know, this brings up an interesting debate, because, like, I brought up the fact that there weren't a lot of classes, and I brought this up on a forum somewhere, and I got reamed out, because a lot of people were saying, well, no, you have no idea how much you can distinguish your class in this game.
Okay, because you have a skill point and, like, a trait system,
Yeah.
When you level up, you get, like, trait points, and you can put in, it was just like, it sounds just like Diablo 2's skill system, where you can pick, like, let's say you're a mage. Okay, let's just make it easy. Let's say you're a generic mage, whatever. We're not going to worry about the details. But just for, you know, to explain it, you level up one level, you get 1 point, and then you look at your little chart, and it says you can put 1 point in, and at first level, you can put your points into, say, fire magic, ice magic, or fucking, I don't know, whatever other kind of magic, you know, water magic or whatever, you know, okay? So then you get to pick. So, you know, you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to be an ice mage. You know, like I was in Diablo. I went all full-blown ice. So I would put the majority of my points, you know, 50% or more into ice stuff. Mm-hmm. So that I was what I would consider like an ice mage. So, I mean, there is quite a bit of customization there.
See, there has to be a balance between too many classes and not enough.
Whoa. That's what we need to do is lose the fucking power.
There are only so many slots in a group. You have
And there's only five, a tank. By the way, in World of Warcraft.
You guys are also comparing a lot of things to Final Fantasy, and Final Fantasy grouping system is not like any grouping system I've ever seen before. In most games, you know, in most games, like take Dark Age of Camelot, take Anarchy Online and stuff, you can take six tanks in a group and have them go off and kill stuff and get experience, and they're not going to be as great as without a healer.
You've never done that in Final Fantasy?
What?
You've never done that? You've never even played a tank, dude. I've done it. It works just
six
fine.
Tanks together?
I'm not comparing
to
this
a
to
point.
Final Fantasy, but it does work. It does work. As long as you guys aren't retards, it does work. It plays the exact same. It plays just like Dark Age of Camelot. You got it. They call him a tank for a reason. That's what he does. They call it a tank in Final Fantasy for the same reason. That's what he does. He stands there and he gets beat on while you have your support and your mages and your main heal. It's the exact same.
No, but if you took six tanks in a group and that was it.
At level 70, you do not take six tanks.
In any game.
In any game.
There's no fucking way you take six paladins
in
Dark Age of Camelot
to do
anything.
It's an option in most games.
I guarantee you can do it. You can pull it off in Final Fantasy. I guarantee it.
To a point.
In any game you can.
Yeah.
To a point.
You have to have a balanced group in any game to do well, especially
well, yes,
later
I
on.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that you have more options with how you structure it. Like, okay, Final Fantasy. There's only a couple classes. If you don't have a red mage at the higher level, you don't have a group. Or you don't have a bard, you don't have a group.
But see, that's not entirely true. That is not entirely... It sounds good because 90% of the groups aim for that. But I have been just fine in groups with no red mage and no bard, and we throw in two white mages. You know, you can mix it up. You can change it. You just don't see it that much because people don't want to do it. They're just not willing to try. But I see it all the time. I was in a group, two white mages, two dragoons, a ranger, and a ninja. What the fuck is that group going to do? And we tore it up. Like I haven't seen a group that good in ages. And it blew... I didn't think it was going to work. I was going to tell these guys, you know, something's fucked here, you know. Guys, this isn't going to work. Drop a white, you know. We got a ninja tank even. The last thing we need is two white mages. And believe it or not, it was like the most perfect part of that party. Was the two white mages.
What I'm saying is if you have too many classes in a game, you're going to end up with several classes that are similar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You need tank.
You look at Final Fantasy,
support,
a lot of them are just direct damage.
Heal, and then...
Your direct damage.
Direct damage, either spell or physical.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up with several classes that are basically the same job, and some of them are going to be less effective. It's just
exactly.
The way it works.
That's
you're going
true.
To end up with classes that are no good.
They should be equal, but because of something that somebody finds out later on. Oh, well, nobody wants to use... let's just use a thief as an example. Because... You know, at some point in that game, something changes. You know, you get to a certain level or you fight a certain type of mob that class is ineffective to. And look at, you want to compare it to Final Fantasy, fine. Look at a monk. They kind of suck ass for a while, and then all of a sudden they are the bomb. You know, and then all of a sudden you see them everywhere. You know, somebody
finds
out.
I'm gonna pull that to Dark Age Camelot because they have a lot of classes. Final Fantasy doesn't even have that many classes compared to it. But if you take a game
but
like...
But you can make your own in that. That's which is what I think kind of broke it, though, is because you have so much variation in your classes because of the sub-job. There is quite... Not that many. There's like 18 or 20 classes in that. If you have all the advanced jobs unlocked, there's a lot. I got a pretty steep list there. There's
well, yeah, but... You know,
it's a whole lot more than Blizzard lists.
One, subclass everyone wants you to have.
It lists a whole lot. There's a lot more classes. You know, okay, minus the sub jump, there's a lot more classes in Final Fantasy than World of Warcraft.
Oh, I agree. But if you look at the differentiation, I mean, the whole idea was that, okay, here's the way to look at it. Rather than make a warrior and a berserker and a X and Y and Z and all these different types of warriors, they made warrior, and then when you play a warrior, you can specialize and become more of a berserker, become more of this, and become more of that.
It's just the same thing, but a shitty... See, the reason I don't like it that way, I'll tell you exactly why I don't like it that way. It's the Diablo, like the skill tree system. I don't like that for a certain reason. And I'll tell you right now what that reason is. If you fuck up on one point, you are fucked.
Yeah, it's...
No, but they'll have respect, and they already said in one of their facts that they said that there's going to be certain abilities that all warriors get no matter what, and those are the most core, essential abilities. And then specialization goes on top of that.
But it's still, the specialization is the illusion of specialization.
Yeah.
Just like sub-jobs in Final Fantasy. There are going to be certain things that you are expected to put those points into.
Exactly. That's exactly my problem with it. When I played Dark Age of Camelot, the second time around, I tried to be... What was that? The first couple times I was some kind of like direct damage thing. But the third time, I tried to play as a wizard. And I, to save my life, did not know what to do. Because I could not figure... where I wanted to put my points.
And you picked the wrong magic sub.
See? What did you just say? You picked the wrong one. And that right there is exactly the problem with this system.
You're
100%
right.
The wrong one.
You look through the classes, like an example, Enchanter, Dark Age of Camelot, every Enchanter is a mana Enchanter.
And there's a reason you were expected to have this because that's what is the most effective, or at least somebody believes it to be the most effective, and it just propagated.
And that's what I'm saying. The whole thing with putting the points in certain areas and trying to specialize your character, it's the illusion of specialization.
You're not specializing dick. Okay. what you're doing?
The right choice, the wrong choice.
Exactly.
See?
That's what it comes down to. You really do. You can try to specialize ice all you want, and they're going to ask you when you... Okay, you know, using our mage example. Okay, the party's gonna say, hey, we need a mage. What did you put most of your points into? Ice. Well, we need a guy who can do some damage, and we know that fire does more damage, so have a nice day.
Yeah.
We're gonna go find somebody else now. That's what's gonna happen. Okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it happens. It was just like when I played Dark Age of Camelot. I thought it sounded so cool to put my points into whatever the fuck it was that I don't know now.
Well, they just fucked up. If they did it right, if every one of those skill trees was just as good, if they balanced it right, that you would have had that choice.
But it never happens, and I don't think Blizzard can pull it off either.
I mean, there
balance
are a few exceptions.
Is a very, very hard thing to do.
Arguably the hardest thing to do. Versus the coding and the graphics and all that bullshit, balancing has got to be the hardest thing to do. Because that's what gets patched when they fix things.
Because people will always find ways to use certain skills that they never thought of in a million years, and they're uber. Well, if I use this gear with this skill, and if I do it this way, then I'm God.
Yeah.
And then...
they gotta go in and fix that. But in the time it takes them to fix it...
Sometimes they fix this, and they think, okay, we got it, and that fixed swung something else way out there.
Yep. You know, I mean, it's like impossible to make this, to do this right, without them...
I watched EverQuest
really
do it for years. And it's a lot of people started really complaining about Varrant and whatnot, and I say, you know what, it wasn't their fault. They were doing the best they could, and balancing is a very hard thing to do.
Well, I wish them luck, but I don't think they can pull it off. I do not think Blizzard can pull it off. I don't think they're going to come out of the gate. A lot of people are telling me that, oh no, it's Blizzard. It's going to come out of the gate with none of those issues. They're masters of this. Oh, really?
Well, they've always had balance issues in their game.
That's what I'm trying to say here,
yeah.
Is that everybody's telling me how great it's going to be right off the gate, and Blizzard, if anything, they don't seem to patch out that many bugs. I never have really any crazy bugs in the game, but what I have is hardcore balance issues.
But the thing is, they do fix them.
In a game...
I mean, you play StarCraft now...
Okay, give it enough time...
the most balanced game you could possibly play.
Okay, but how long did it take to get there? 4 years? That's not acceptable in a game like this.
I mean, even Warcraft 3, like, when it first came out, it was Huntress Rush galore, but later on...
2 years later, mind you.
Yeah, it took time.
Okay.
But later
how would you feel if you were paying to play Warcraft?
We were talking about it, we're like, wow, you know, just about any strategy is just as effective now.
But how would you feel if you were paying to play versus some guy that used the Uber way until Blizzard fixed it? You'd be pissed, and you'd quit playing.
Well, I mean,
just like me right now with Final Fantasy. I'm mad because I have been basically told, you cannot play this game because we fucked up, but you can continue to pay us and just stand there all day.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't been playing. You know, it pisses me off. It's like, I'm paying for this crap. I can't even fucking play this game now because they fucked up. You know, and they didn't even necessarily fuck up. Somebody figured out how they, you know, they fucked up is what broke it for me. And it's like, I can't play now.
And now they can't fix it.
They cannot, no. There's no way to fix that. What are they going to do? Up the level on Trick to 45? No fucking way that a thief would wait till 45 before they get a skill that's really worthwhile. Nobody would ever get to 45 because they'd be worthless from 20 to 45.
Yeah.
Or they'd give them a third ability, I mean.
You make it sound so easy.
Well, what if they had
you can't take it away from them. Exactly. There's nothing you can do. But
they're built on it now.
I really don't want to. They are, too. The other day I'm looking, there was like 20 of them. They were level 70 to 75. Every single one of them that was not doing something else. Because
right.
There was a few that were subbed Black Mage.
Or Red Mage.
And,
or Black
and
Mage.
Yeah, yeah. And they were out. They were not in groups and they were doing something else. But all the ones looking for group or in groups, every single, not one, was subbing Warrior. Every single one of them, sub Thief. Every single one of them. Anyway, moving along. Listen to EverQuest 2's classes, though, which is an interesting way to do it, and I really feel that this is the better way to go. It seems more limiting this way, but it prevents the, oh, well, you fucking specialize in the wrong thing.
All they did was take out the illusion of...
And you're entirely right. It's a fucking bullshit illusion. It's not. You're not doing anything. You just gotta... It just makes more work for you to spend time on the forums to find out what you're supposed to put those points into.
Right.
That's all that that really is. And they broke it down really simple in EverQuest. EverQuest 2. I mean, you get to start out, you get to pick one of four classes. How does that sound? You know, pretty lame at first, you know. You're like, oh my god, this is so stupid, it's for noobs. But you know what? At least it lets you experience that, like, setting ahead of getting full bore into it.
And you know what? In any game, if you're going to be, at least for the most part, the first so many levels of a class are the same.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
my Black Mage runs around and beats things up on the head the first 10 levels.
Yeah, but it's identical to the way Dark Edge of Camelot did it. You start off as like one of four classes, and then you specialize later.
Right, see? This is a good... Yeah, but in Dark Edge of Camelot, I had points, though, still. And that's what fucked me up, was that I had all these points, and I didn't know what exactly to do with them. And if I didn't have them where they belonged, according to whatever forum or whoever decided, you know, this week that this is the uber shit, I was fucking worthless. As far as the game was concerned, I can't play anymore because I didn't make the right choice for whatever reason. With this limiting system here, it actually works out pretty good, and I really must say that I think it's a good idea because, and notice that there's only, like, there's, okay, with a problem with, like, a lot of these, there's like a ton of damage dealers, or a limited amount of tanks, or way too many mages that do all the same kind of shit, right? There's just too much of a spread, you know, or variation.
And that's what I was saying. You get too many classes, and that's what happens.
Exactly. This is very limiting. And limiting in the sense there's still a shitload of classes, but look at what you've got. Okay, you started as a fighter, okay, and your first, what is it, 10 levels, I think? I think at level 10 you make your first choice, yeah. I think at level 10 you make your first choice where you get to pick if you want to specialize as a warrior, a brawler, or a crusader. And then at level 20, I believe, is where you make your final choice. That's where you get to pick what, you know, uber class you want.
That final choice you don't make.
You make the choice. They don't randomly pick your guy for you.
Well, no, but if you pick warrior, and if you pick your alignment is the only thing you pick. If you're a good, you're a berserker.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, if you're a guardian, if you're bad, you're a berserker.
Yeah, because you can't be a good or a bad paladin right off. But you've got to go do that crazy quest.
You can be a bad Shadow Knight.
Yeah, but you can be a paladin if you go ahead and you go do whatever quest they set up.
So then what? You go to paladin if you're good. Let's say you're a human and you go crusader. You automatically become a paladin, and then you can do a quest to switch.
I don't think it's after. Knight? I think it's before or at that level.
You probably have to do a quest no matter what to get that.
You want
to
join the paladin school, then you can like have your second
you
thought,
choice to become
through,
the harder one,
you know, betray your kingdom and go off and become a Shadow Knight.
We're trying to figure out how the quest works, and I think Kobar nailed it on the head here. At 20, when you've got to make that final choice,
right? You probably have to do a quest to become that next.
Either way, though.
Right, and then obviously the going the wrong alignment would be tougher.
Yeah, you follow that? You hear that?
Yeah, that probably is how they're doing.
That's probably the way it works, and I like that. I think the idea is good, that it makes, you know, hey, it's quest time.
You should have to do a quest to become something else.
I think so, too. You should not just, oh, I'm level 20, ta-ding, I talked to some guy, and now I'm a fucking paladin, yeah.
So you have to do a quest, that, or somehow you're training to become a paladin. You have to...
Yeah, I like that idea. But let's run through those things. You can go warrior, and then from, fighter's the first one. We'll do the fighter ones first. You pick warrior, then you become a berserker or a guardian. You pick brawler, then you can become a bruiser or a monk, and you pick crusader, and then you can pick either paladin or shadow knight, depending on if you want to go basically, you know, the uber damage, I guess, or the uber defense roll, I guess is what that is. The shadow knight, like mega damage.
In EverQuest 1, paladins were not all that defensive.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
I was very shocked. It was weird to me when I got into Final Fantasy. I was like, whoa, paladins are better at defense than warriors are? That's kind of nuts. But they have lots of, they still make good tanks because they have lots of healing. They have tons of stun.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
They can just stun the hell out of something and keep it on them really well.
That's cool. Okay.
Well, yeah, you can kind of do the three archetypes. So you have your basic bread and butter warrior. You have your monk type class, and then you have your, you know, warrior with belt.
I'm kind of bummed I don't see a ninja on this list. But I do see something that's equally cool, if you ask me. Swashbuckler.
Or assassin.
See, that's the one I decided that I wanted to go. It's clear to me that I think, I don't know, the brigand and swashbuckler sounded cool. I was reading them.
So you're evil then, right?
Well, yeah. Which is another plus for me. I like the idea that I can be whatever I want and still pick an alignment. That was really weird to me in Final Fantasy, where you don't pick like an alignment.
Well,
you
pick
like a faction for your starting city, but it means dick all for the game.
Oh yeah, you can go to any city you damn well please.
And talk to anybody you want.
One of the coolest things in EverQuest, some of the coolest experiences of mine were sneaking around some good city all in or something.
Right?
And they're like, oh, there's guards everywhere ready to beat your ass.
Now they're going to have that in World of Warcraft also. If you're a Horde member and you go into an alliance, or whatever the hell they call it, a good city, it's not good. You're going to have to, it's going to be some crazy infiltration quest or something if you're there for a reason.
Right? Right.
You're not going to be able to go there and just, you know, dick around their town like it's no big deal.
Or like, as my enchanter, I could switch what I looked like.
Oh, that's badass!
So if I wanted to go into some good city, because I was a night elf and I was a dark elf enchanter, I could switch to high elf and then walk around the town going.
That's cool. Nice. Okay, well, what they have for that, and this is where you come in. If you look at the mage classes, you can pick sorcerer, enchanter, or summoner. If you pick sorcerer, you get to pick from warlock or wizard. If you pick enchanter, you get to pick illusionist or coercer, which is kind of neat.
Right.
And summoner can pick, now this is cool, listen up here, Ode, necromancer, or yeah, I knew you'd like that, or conjurer, which I think is...
Well, what I try to do is every time I pick up a new MMO, I try to be something different, you know? I don't want to just go from one, you know, like, you're kind of going the same thing you're going to, well,
role-playing game, I always end up playing a rogue, or a wizard, always, because the damage guys, for the most part, they're just so fucking boring to me.
Oh yeah,
I can't stand it, you know. And even the tank, I can't stand it. I can't. It drives me insane. I hate it. I really don't like it at all. I can't stand it, you know. But at least the mages have something else going on. Like they're off in their own little world, you know, blowing shit up and stuff. And the rogues always can kind of like, I don't know, fuck shit up. You know, I love that. They just wham! It's, you know. Holy crap, where'd that come from? And you're okay. You know, you're gonna live. I don't know. Every single game I take special care of my thieves, you know, in my party. So that's why I play it in these games. I just like it the most. In Dungeons & Dragons, 99% of the time it seemed like I was a thief. I play a lot of wizards and raiders.
One thing you gotta keep in mind is in most MMOs, most rogues complain about you being gimped.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But
this is something you're gonna deal with from day one to day 10.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second now. Wait a minute.
In EQ, it was not that bad. They were not the Uber class. It was not like a group would be sitting around and go, oh man, we can't find a rogue. We're screwed.
Yeah, like they do in Final Fantasy where it's like, I can't find a red mage. Oh, we can't play today.
It's not like that by any stretch, but rogues are perfectly good damage dealers. They can do backstab quite often. If you run it, there's lots of traps in dungeons.
Yeah, yeah. So I was reading about that.
So they can do it. They're the only ones that can. They can pick
locks.
Yeah.
See, they have all that, which is really cool. The coolest thing to me in Final Fantasy Thieves that I've found anymore, anyway, now that all my real fashion has been taken from me, is picking locks on the coffers, which is just fucking retarded.
At least in the first one, rogues were never the first ones grabbed up, but you were not just standing there going, oh, it's a rogue, screw him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was never like that either, at least as far as I ever got.
That's good to know, because I'm convinced that Square hates Thieves. Well, it's not just based on Final Fantasy XI, it's based on my previous Final Fantasy experiences. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember Final Fantasy VI, the poor thief, Locke, his girlfriend was killed. I mean, you know, why are they gotta be so mean? Why can't he, you know, be on top?
The scout archetype has dealt. I'm wondering if the scout bards are just like the Darkest Camelot minstrels, where they can sneak around and stuff. And yet
probably.
In the first one, now obviously they're gonna make changes.
Yeah.
But in the first one, bards were basically just like they are in Final Fantasy, except you could do it what was called twisting songs. So you had like three songs going at once, and you had to keep casting them and keep casting them. And
yeah,
they had,
you keep one running. That was just like Dark Age of Camelot.
They had some scout abilities, kinda. I mean, they had no sneaking.
Well, here's the cool thing about being a bard. Like, I played a minstrel in Dark Age of Camelot all the way to level 50. I first played a Thane to 38, and I got really bored with it. Then I played, which is a big warrior dude, and then I got a minstrel, and I played him all the way to 50, and I played him on the PvP server, and he was the shit. And he could sneak around, like, he had full stealth just like a rogue. But at the same time, I had direct damage thongs, and I could play mana thongs and all that, but I had a speed thong that would let me fly around the landscape, like, at super, super fast speed.
Oh, yeah. In EverQuest 1, bards had the absolute best movement spells in the game.
That, you know, that more than anything else would make me want to play a bard. Because I love being able to
explore. Somebody else just told me they didn't want to play a bard.
It's fun.
One of our Final Fantasy people. I don't know. They have, like, 18 different names. And when they're in Final Fantasy, it's a different name than they have on IRC. So I can't remember who said it.
Whoever it is, they don't know what they're getting themselves into.
It must have been Faye. It must have been him. I think he said, I can't remember, fuck, I don't know, they have different names, so I can't remember who's who. Yeah, it must have been fake, because he's on IRC all the time. Anyway, so, okay, going on to the priests, you can play a cleric, a druid, or a shaman. Clerics can go Templar or Inquisitor. Druids go Warden, wasn't that what you were?
I was a Warden one time, just to check it out, but I only got it to like level 30.
Was that trendy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can go, let's see, Druid can go Warden or Fury, and Shaman can go Defiler or Mystic, which I find funny, their particular wording for these. Specifically, Templar and Defiler. If you guys ever played Dark Sun, those are like the mage classes. I mean, I just thought it was strange that EQ completely lifted them from that name. Huh?
I just randomly picked names that fit for what it was. But you see, I mean, here you got your three archetypes again, you know.
But I've never heard these in other games.
You got shaman, which are basically like healers that poison, that with lots of dots and stuff, they got poison root and all that crap. You got your clerics, which are just pure healers, they probably have crowd control. And you got the druids, which can probably fight a little bit, and they probably have like summoning type abilities, and they have a lot of buffage type abilities.
Now, what would you play in EverQuest?
Well, I'd be a coercer.
A coercer? Really? I had you nailed for either Warden or Fury. I wasn't sure what the difference was.
Well, I'd probably play a druid, but my main character would be an enchanter.
Wait a minute. Was that what you said that you were?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm an idiot.
I was a druid as well.
Oh, that's what got me confused then. Okay.
I was both, but oh man. There's just nothing finer than the stupid puller bringing in four guys and, don't worry about it, I got it.
I got it handled, yeah. Nice. That is really cool. And for the scout, you have rogue, bard, and predator. The rogue can go on to become a brigand or a swashbuckler, which I think are pretty cool. I think those two things are really cool. I like the idea of being a swashbuckler and seeing if I couldn't totally pirate myself up.
Yeah, like a patch and
dude,
a
wouldn't that be the bomb?
A parrot sitting on your
Hell
shoulder.
Fuck. Yes. I think that would be, because I was really depressed. There was no, the only thing that was like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, oriental-ish, I guess, was monk. Right? There's no ninja. There's no samurai. Those are just cool to me. I just think it just adds a little flavor to the game. You know, it makes it feel like they went, you know, a little bit further beyond the boundaries. But they don't have that. And then I saw that they have swashbuckling on there, and I thought, okay, well, we can easily supplement a ninja with a pirate, because I'm not sure which I think is cooler yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, swashbuckler's got some shit going for it, but, okay, then you have bard, you have a dirge, and then what the hell is that word?
Troubadour.
Troubadour, okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm not positive.
Are they good or bad? I'm trying to figure out, look at the brigand description.
I think the dirge is bad.
No, I think swashbucklers might be good.
Yeah, brigand is bad, yeah, swashbuckler's good. Dirge is bad, troubadour's bad, troubadour is good. Dirge is bad, assassin is bad, the ones on the right are good. How's that?
Not at the fighter.
You gotta play on evil. No. We gotta play evil.
On the scout, anyway.
Right.
On the scout, it looks like the ones on the left are the bad ones.
No.
Yeah.
Swashbuckler. You got rogue, bard, and predator.
You're telling me a fucking brigand is a good guy? No. Look at the second half. The first half is your first pick. That doesn't count. The two on the right are the ones that you pick. You have to pick from. Okay, look. You start as a scout, then you get to pick rogue, bard, or predator. Let's say I pick predator. After that, then if I'm a good guy, I become a ranger, or easily, I guess. Bad guy would be assassin. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay. If you're rogue, you're always bad.
It's just the way that I wrote it down didn't make much sense to anybody but me. So
if you're rogue, you're always bad.
Write your own notes then.
If you're a bard, are you always good?
No. Look, if you're a bard.
Bard, you're neutral. Well, no, you're bard, it depends on what race you are.
They're all like that, but look at the way that it's. Dirge is the bad one, Troubadour is the good one.
Right, but he asked what you are if you're bard. And I say that that depends on your
race is also good, neutral, or evil. What the hell do they do for neutral then?
You probably get to pick without...
That's kind of cool, without too much harassment.
You probably get the easy quests on both, probably.
That'd be pretty cool. Right, maybe, no, you know what, I bet it changes depending on where you start.
Probably.
I bet it changes on where you start.
Because you get the choice one way or the other.
On Koyanos or Freeport, right? Hold on. Okay, flip over to page 4.
By the way, look at Kinos real quick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read it backwards.
What the hell?
Sony EQ.
That is so weird. Yeah, I know, I've never, ever noticed that before. Holy crap. That's kind of fucked up, Sony. And they're the good city. That's even more screwed up. Okay, but look at, whoa, I almost fell out of my chair. Yeah, okay, that's the good place. Good, but see, notice it says good neutral can start there.
Right.
Okay, which would be, and then you've got like a whole other group of places. I was trying to figure out how many towns there are, and this is the best list I can come up with.
But those aren't the starting cities.
Those aren't?
No, there's just the two starting cities.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
All the rest of these are cities that are spread out across the world that you go to.
See, I couldn't figure that out. I actually had that written on there, a bunch of question marks, and I didn't know what the hell, and then I thought I had it nailed when I was done with the notes. Okay, so you get the pit then. Freeport or I'm never going to be able to read it now, because I'm going to say Sony.
Who knows?
Damn it. But look at how many little towns there are. There's Netaville, Starrest, Greystone. I think I spelled that one wrong. It's probably Starrest or something. Greystone. That one's probably Castleview. What the hell? Castleview, Willowwood, and Bobbleshire. For the different races, there's like erudites, humans, barbarians, dwarves, half elf, wood elf place, and then two gnome halfling places. Bobbleshire was kind of a one I didn't like. Because it just sounds like they rip that straight out of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, they rip a lot of stuff. EQ1 is like straight up D&D without the license.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how come I didn't like it then?
I don't know.
God.
I mean, everything from the skills. I mean, one of the paladin, only Shadow Knights and Paladins
like
have skills.
Hit me through the buildings and stuff, you know?
That's why I quit. I was getting attacked through walls and dying. Bears were coming up and roaring, I'd see a claw come through a wall and kill me. And I'm like, oh, fuck this game. That's when I gave up on that the first time. That was the first
time.
Yeah,
being inside a building in a hostile area does not help you, at least in the first one.
But it shouldn't come around to the door, at least. It shouldn't just be able to reach through the back of the wall and not destroy the building doing so. And, it pissed me off. Clipping issues.
Yeah, we were running around. I'm like, hey, get in the, dude, it's chasing you, get in the building, get in the building. So he runs in the building. Bear comes around behind the building.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's great.
Like, the Paladin's 2 hours lay on hands.
You got any other bright ideas? I'm like, I don't know. You got to spend 2 hours hiking your course, you know?
The whole damn thing.
That's fun. They have a 2-hour move in EverQuest?
Just for Shadow Knights and Paladins.
Oh, they have like a uber special move.
Yeah, lay on hands heals someone.
Yeah,
for
but you know everyone plays Final Fantasy. Yeah. I bet all these games are gonna have they're all gonna have step jobs. They're all gonna have or something like that.
Did you hear what I said about World of Warcraft? Blizzard's considering sub jobs right now.
I hope they don't.
They better not.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the whole sub job thing if it was done right, which I don't think Final Fantasy did it right.
I don't think it's possible to do it right.
Yeah, you can't do it right.
No, because and here's the reason right here. Okay, on top of it, just completely fucking some classes, you know, by getting all their good skills, there is certain sub jobs that turn you into your sub job. Look at a summoner. Every single summoner is really a white mage.
Yeah,
every single red mage, white mage out there is really a white mage.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? It's because the summoners are so worthless.
You've been playing with some pretty crappy summoners, then, because I have actually played with summoners that I have never, ever seen cast a white mage spell. They use nothing but their summons
on,
and
we
kick ass.
The problem with the sub job, again, is balance. It's truly impossible to balance
it. That is a mega unbalancer, too.
It's truly impossible to balance a sub job because you either don't get enough of the abilities, which makes that sub job completely useless, or you get too many of them, which makes it as a main job useless.
Right, exactly. It takes the main and throws it out, too. At a certain level.
One way or the other. Either the sub job, using it as a sub job is useless, or it makes the main useless.
Or in the case of Final Fantasy, it makes you have two mains, and makes the one that you're subbing, nobody wants to play with that guy. Because why would they want a guy who mains that when you can sub it?
That's what I'm saying.
And be like two full bore classes, as opposed to a half a class and a sub, which would make you like a quarter. But you're useless to the game. That's the problem I'm in right now.
That's what I meant by making the main useless.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just... Okay, I thought you were... Okay, yeah, I got it. I was just all screwed up. But no, so you can go either way, because in the case of Final Fantasy, look at Summoner White Mages. The main, for the way that most people play them anyway, the main is useless. But then look at the way you go to Dark Knight Thief. The main, it makes the sub... If you're maining that guy's sub, it's useless. See, so there was two ways, but that's why I was confused.
Right. I gotcha.
I probably just confused the shit out of everybody trying to follow this conversation.
But we understand.
We know what we're talking about, because why? We are on every page.
That's right.
We've all got copies of the notes. That's never happened before. Have you ever had copies of the notes for the show, Odin, when we did it? No?
Nothing. No, I never had these before.
Are you ever here when we do it? one of the other things in EverQuest was the trade skill system. I could not figure out to save my life. And so, I pray that one of you guys could explain it. Because I sure in the fuck have no idea how it works.
From trade skill?
In EverQuest. Okay, in EverQuest.
I have no idea about EverQuest.
In EverQuest 2, that is. Because, from what I understand, it's like a whole other skill set. Like, you know, you're going along and you're playing your scout, and then you become your predator, and then you go ahead and you become an assassin or a ranger, but you're also an artisan or a friggin', and obviously that was a cut and paste. Wait, no, you're a builder or a scholar. Okay? So you have to, like, pick a trade skill, so you have to, like, specialize in one or the other.
A lot of MMOs don't let you just craft everything, like Final Fantasy.
I don't think any...
Fantasy doesn't either.
Yeah, I don't think any of them do they?
Well, you can craft everything in Final Fantasy.
You cannot.
No.
You capped at 60, dude.
You get one...
One can go to 99.
One can go above all the rest, and that's how it is in a lot of them.
Wait a minute now, that's not entirely true. You get 29 points over 60... to disperse however you want in Final Fantasy. So you could have 70, 70, 70, 70, and then 60s. You could do it that way. But, Jesus Christ, you know, you wouldn't be making very much money unless you went 99 and then 60, 60, 60, 60, 60. You see what I'm saying? You cannot do anything past that.
And that makes total sense because, I mean, I can do a lot of things half-assed.
That's my reason to exist. I do everything.
I can't do anything more than half-assed.
But you see what I'm saying? I mean,
but I can half-ass it better than the next guy.
But then there'll be one thing that you might excel at, and so
yeah. That's why it makes perfect sense. But I had a hard time trying to follow this, so I'm hoping that you guys can read faster than I can. But apparently, Nobody can read the way this is formatted. It was a direct copy and paste, hoping that somebody would read it ahead of time, but we didn't have it. It looks like you can become a builder or a scholar. The builders get broken into a smith or a crafter, and the crafters get to specialize in creation of leather, cloth, and wooden products. They can build, like, you know, crap for your house and a bunch of crap like that. Smiths, weapons and armor, right? Everybody follow me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you go the scholar route, this is like, you know, when you bring it to real life, you don't know many guys that can work on their car and a computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just don't know that many people that can do that, okay? And if they do, they're probably not the best at either one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, but I know a lot of guys that don't know dick about their computer that can build a car out of, you know, nothing. You know, and guys that are just wizards and gods when it comes to computers. And
I can't change my own oil.
Yeah, me neither, right? Exactly. Right there. It's like, oh my god, what the hell do I do? There's something wrong with the car. Exactly. This is how I see this, okay? And you can go, the scholar route takes you down sage and the alchemist path. The sage, they get to, interpret mystical artifacts and decipher long-lost languages as they are uncovered. These learned scholars scribe spells and scrolls.
Nice.
Spellcraft. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is awesome.
That is really cool. More than awesome.
But well, yeah, and like, they're probably going to have a full spellcrafting system where you can actually take a weapon and from scratch say, okay, I want to give this weapon +3 strength.
That's what I think the sages do.
Yeah, that's
wait, maybe not, maybe.
Have you guys ever something to check out? This is actually something you guys should look at. Go to CamelotHerald.com.
Oh yeah, Dark Age of Camelot site.
Yeah, and go to the spellcraft calculator. It's right under site.
Yeah.
CamelotHerald.com.
Yeah.
And they'll specify you the weapon and the quality of the weapon. Basically, there's a level and a quality to the weapon.
Uh huh.
And if you get, like, you can say 100% quality level 50 weapon, which is about as high as you can go.
Uh-huh.
It has like 32 imbue points, and you can spend those imbue points to give the weapon.
You know what? I just don't want to talk too much about crap that's already out. We've already talked about Final Fantasy and Dark Age came up so fucking much.
Well,
today.
No, I'm just saying they're probably going to have a system exactly identical to NEQ 2.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't figure out where you were going with
it. That's the connection there. You know, everything they're talking about is like, well, okay, they ripped it straight out of Dark Age.
Yeah. Well, wait till I get to the skill chain thing they stole from Final Fantasy.
Which I think is perfectly fine. I think everybody should add that.
I think they should too, but I don't like the way EverQuest did it. This is the one thing on their whole fucking thing I don't like.
But as far as the sages go, it looks like they're spellcrafters, and then they you get items that aren't identified, and then you take them to a sage, and they identify them for you.
Another thing straight from D&D. But in all the rest of these, everything's identified. Final Fantasy, you never pick anything if you don't know what it is, you know? It always says Uber Sword +1.
Yeah.
And all the stats, you know. And EverQuest was the first one where I was like, what do you mean I don't know what this is? That I remembered. Does that happen in Dark Age?
Yep.
I can't remember that at all. It didn't happen to me, though.
It's been a while since I played it. I'm trying to remember. I think there was an issue with that, but it wasn't like a big issue.
I don't remember either.
It's good. I think it's a good thing.
I did too, but I was just thinking, Jesus, that's straight out of D&D. That's something I never liked. Only because it made it hard on me. I mean, I understand it perfectly, and it should be there. I just don't like it because it's such a pain in the ass. I want to use my fat sword right now, you know?
I mean, does anyone know if equipment's going to actually fall apart? Now, this is big for me. I want equipment to fall apart.
Me too. I want it to be great, and I don't know if it does in either one of these.
I don't think it should.
I think it should because then you flood the market with a bunch of crap.
Well, yeah, the thing to remember is like, okay, you go out, you kill the Dokrum Emperor in Final Fantasy, right?
Uh-huh.
It drops a hairpin. You just added a hairpin
to the game. It never goes away. Somebody accidentally fucks up and drops it.
Passed on from father to son for a million years. And by the end of the game, there's going to be more hairpins than players because people will quit.
Yeah. This is why I think that everything, except for maybe rare shit like that. You know, like if you get a rare drop, man, I would be one pissed monkey if it only lasted me a month of playtime.
Imagine you have some just truly uber sword that you spent
weeks, months raiding and questing, and imagine if your artifact armor in Final Fantasy disappeared.
And it freaking breaks.
Have you seen the way the system works in something like Dark Age of Camelot?
You can repair it, right?
You can repair it, but you can only repair it so many times. It loses durability every time you repair it.
Eventually
you can't fix it anymore, but it's not like it happens in a week. It's not like it happens in 2 weeks. I'll get a suit of armor, and I'll use it for 3 months, and it's finally starting to wear down maybe a little bit, and it's like...
Is that a magical one, though?
No, that's just a suit. suit of armor.
That's just regular armor. See, I like that it breaks down because I think it keeps the economy strong.
And what they say is, and they also have a quality, and if it's higher quality, it takes longer to break down.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah. See, I totally agree with that. I do not think that you should wear armor that should fucking last you forever. You know, that I sold to some newbie who had it for 50 levels, who sold it to some other newbie who used it for 50 levels. This is God's armor here. It cannot fall apart, you know? What the fuck?
Okay, I would say that it would not bother me if normal everyday gear.
But your rare Uber shit, I really have. Because, I mean, you know how fucking pissed I would be if I lost my boots? You know, in Final Fantasy, if I lost my fucking boots.
If the soles broke off of them?
You know, yeah, they're like, you can't use this anymore. You know, or oh yeah, you can repair it. But now the durability goes down, so it's gonna, yeah, exactly. So next time it breaks down, you can't use it, it's gonna happen quicker. So you repair it, and then that lowers it some more, so it's gonna break down quick. Fuck that. You know, for some of this stuff, that's bullshit. But the thing to note is, maybe that stuff shouldn't be tradable. Like no drop.
Oh, a lot of that stuff should be no drop.
See, anything that doesn't degrade, you should be stuck with it, I really think. Because, because then it doesn't add it to the game. Right, it takes away from, if you ask me, the crafting system in the economy in Final Fantasy sucks balls. Shit is created out of thin fucking air every day and does nothing but lower the price. It never goes away. It's always there and it's always as good as it always can
but
be.
But at least they do a good job of making Gil go away.
They do.
In EverQuest 1, millions of plat are created every day and it never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you never buy anything from an NPC, except for maybe food, which is like a couple gold a day.
Yeah, that's nothing. That was pretty cheap, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Huh.
Yeah, I'm talking like a real day.
I swear to God, in Final Fantasy, I look at, I'm like, oh, I only got 20k today. I don't know if I can go walking around today.
Yes.
I can't go anywhere or do anything. I'm going to have to spend, you know, all this insane amount of money to go anywhere.
It's tough. I don't know if I like it or not, because...
In
EverQuest, I didn't have to sit there and constantly make money just so I could ride a chocobo, just so I could get here,
yeah,
just so I could
point
do that.
Point, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I don't know, it doesn't bother me, probably because I'm rich. But at first, even when I was dead broke, it didn't bother me. It never really got on my nerves. You know, I was never like, oh my god, this game fucking blows, I can't afford to go anywhere. You know what I did? I sucked it up, and I fucking went out there, and I killed some shit for a while. You know what I learned? It sucks ass, but I got to explore an adventure. I thought, you know, this is fucking boring, killing the same old shit. I'm gonna go try a different place, and I wandered around, and I'd find other places to farm and shit. I wouldn't stay in the same place, but that would drive me insane. I don't think I ever farmed the same zone more than twice. You know, and it was cool because I learned new things. I went to different places. It kept me... I felt more like I was a person in that world. Not just like, oh, crap, I gotta go spend 6 hours in the marshlands, like two Dark Knights that we know, you know, and go make just an insane amount of money today. You know, that's what I gotta do today. You know, that's...
Well, yeah, but the price of stuff has gone so astronomically high that you kind of don't have a choice now.
Well, you do have a choice. There's other ways to make money. You could have gotten into crafting yourself. You know, and if you really want to come down to it...
Have you seen how fucked crafting is in that game?
Have I seen how what?
Fucked crafting is in that game?
I'm missing that first word you're saying. How what?
Fucked.
Oh, how fucking... Oh, sorry. It was coming through all, like, slurred over here on the phone.
It bleeped itself out twice.
Yeah, I couldn't hear a damn thing you were saying. Dude, I've got 54, I think, in cooking, or 53 in cooking, 25 in wood... 13 in alchemy, you know what? It really comes down to that it's free if you're not lazy.
Well, here's a perfect example, right? There's an item that in the game, for people who don't know, it's the Amulet Mantle.
Uh-huh.
I use this as the epitome of examples, okay? There's this little lizard that runs around this one area. If you kill him, he'll drop maybe two or three of these things.
It's a unique lizard, mind you.
He's a rare lizard. You never see him, and if he appears, there's four or five people waiting to kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
And those people make the money. But they clock him, they camp him, they do it all, and they put the time in to get that, make that happen, so they earn that money. Then they sell these skins they get for 280,000 each, alright? Now...
About the same as a hairpin.
Yeah, 280,000.
A little bit more. Skins.
Now, you use one of these skins plus some other things to make a mantle that you sell for 100,000.
But you're not making your money on that one. You're making your money on the plus one version that is worth a million.
Yeah, so if you make a normal version, you lose money.
That's because, yeah, but what level is it?
Like 67.
Is it really?
It's high, yeah.
Okay, then the thing there is that they fucked up. The thing there is that we fucked up because, or they fucked up. The high-level crafters fucked up because all of them were making that thing to skill up. And the price forced itself down. That's what happened there.
The problem is they put too many of them out there, and what happens is people just sell their old ones because they want the plus one version.
Exactly. Right? Now we have a flooded market. We've got a bunch of people. I've got one. Don't you have one?
Oh, yeah, I got one. And the price is going down. It's down to like 90,000.
The problem lies in the auction house.
It does.
I guarantee
it does. That, and you know, World
no
Warcraft
one knows.
Is going to have an auction house.
No, everyone loves the auction house. But those amulet mantles need to disappear somehow.
Who loves the auction house? I can't. It's the reason the economy sucks, right? Well, that and the fact that shit doesn't disappear.
I don't know. I mean, like people playing Lineage. Like I know some people playing Lineage 2 right now, and they all whine and complain because they don't have an auction house like we do.
There's so much more wrong with that game before they need to fix an auction house, though.
The fact the auction house is there is cool.
Yeah,
it's the
convenient.
Way it's used. It's the way it's set up. You can't know what the prices are, so you have to sit there and use and go for as little as you can because you don't want to pay too much.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't want to pay 800 gil more than you needed to.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if it's a little amount like that.
If that's where it was set, yeah, you would go for it. But if you don't have to spend it, then why?
Exactly.
And then people sell it low because they only have 7 slots. They got to get it out so they can get new stuff in.
Exactly. They see it. How did you not? You see it on the list every time. You look at something that sold for, like you just said with that thing, it goes for 90,000 now. Why? Because everybody's got one and everybody's trying to get rid of it. So what happens? It hits the auction house for 100K. To sell that day. Some other guy lists his and he goes, oh, fuck, man, I gotta sell mine first. I'm gonna undercut those guys. I'll list mine for 91,000.
Yeah, but capitalism.
He lists his for 91,000.
It's blind capitalism, though.
Yeah, the problem is, because there's no set price. Nobody says, I want this much for it. You know?
And if that's out there and you can see it, then you go, okay, well, I'm gonna set mine for that, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's
it promotes undercutting too much.
Way too much. Wait, there's gotta be a better way.
Without a base, without a, okay, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Look at, what's that stuff called? Ushitaki, the ninja tool for the fire spell, right? It sells for 10 or 11,000 for a stack of 99 of those things, but it costs you over, I'd say 16,000 to make.
It's ridiculous.
To make that, right? And it's like, I'm making that right now so that I can try to skill up my woodworking, and I'm fucking pissing money away. And I can't sell it. Nobody wants to buy it for what I paid for it, right? I have to sell it for, because some guy's getting lucky, you know, he's got some Japanese guy with a 99 fucking woodworking is making 99 of them per pop. Because he can make them off of one. If he gets, you know, if he's there in the right time of day with the right moon cycle, the right fucking, you know, all that bullshit, they can make 99 if it's a high quality synth. You know, well, I'm stuck trying to level up, and I'm making 33 per synth, and you can only sell them in a stack of 99, or one at a time, which nobody's going to buy.
Right.
Could you imagine? You know, and it's just like, I understand that it's crafting, and the way that it works is you basically dump money into it to get it higher. But it just sucks so bad.
You should make at least a tiny amount of profit for every success.
I think so, too.
You would do enough failing.
You're bringing something to the game, and you're failing anyway. You're losing
money. Enough failing that you would still lose money when you were learning how to do it.
I mean, the stuff isn't even worth the value of the components. How fucked up is that? I should just start splitting stuff and make more money here. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you de-synth an animate mantle?
Probably.
Well, I don't know.
You have to have that level
of crafting, but holy Christ. Oh my God, think about that. If you could because I think you can desynth a lot of stuff in that game. If you use a lightning crystal.
I think you can desynth anything, can't you?
So you can't desynth food. I know that.
Well, that's understandable.
I tried once.
With a piece of armor, you're like taking out the...
Yeah. Rivets and all that shit. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but I don't know. In any case, whatever for the crafting. I don't want to spend too much time on that. But we should talk about World of Warcraft's crafting. We got to talk about the combat, of course, at some point here, what little we do know of it. But the trade skills, the list I have here for World of Warcraft, you can fish, duh, right? You just go around, you fish, and they're even talking about adding seasonal fish, which is kind of cool, rather than just going to some place. you know, and expecting to get the same fish year-round all the time. There's enchanting, which allows you to augment weapons and armor, temporary or permanent augmentations to your weapons and armor, which is really, I think, kind of cool. You know, you get some guy, you know, hook, I'm going to fight, you know, some kind of fire demon, hook me up with some fire protection. You know, that'll be kind of neat.
Or some ice to my weapon.
Yeah, and add, yeah, exactly, right? Give me, and Blizzard, right?
Right.
You've got alchemy, and this is like potions, right? You get potions that allow you to, you know, heal hit points and whatnot like that. And also, the alchemists can create oils to coat their weapons. And I've always been a big fan of this kind of stuff, because I like...
You're talking like poisons here? Or?
Something like that, right? Poisons, yeah, or give me oil on it so I can light my sword on fire. You know, stuff like that. I like that kind of stuff in all these games. I tend to lean towards, like, the alchemist thing because it's like, in my head, it's, like, the best way to go because it's at least maybe the more realistic way to go is why I like it so much. That's why I like, you know, like, the alchemy stuff because it seems to me I should have a potion to heal my hit points, not sit down and rest. I just got fucking raped by an orc, and I'm going to sit down for 30 seconds and be totally okay with it. Right? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes more sense to me to have a potion. So I tend to lean towards alchemy stuff like this. There's blacksmithing, you know, to create weapons and armor. There's engineering to create explosive guns. That's what'll make your bullets. You can make little mechanical dragons. Aquatic helmets. Odin, are you following?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just hearing. I haven't heard. I didn't know about.
All okay. Cool. No, I didn't hear you, and I thought I might have hung up on you on accident. There's leather working. You know, of course, this makes leather armor and stuff like that. But it also leather working is not completely useless later on. Like it seems like a lot of the time, like you get, there's only certain leather things that are any good in some of these games. And in World of Warcraft, some of the components for the metallic armors later on require a higher level. Say piece of leather created by a high level,
which makes total sense.
It does.
You have a piece of a breastplate.
There's not just fucking metal in there. There's cloth on the inside.
Right. Yeah, but this sounds just like every other MMO. They all work this way. I mean, except you know, not so much. Well, yeah, it even is a little bit with Final Fantasy because you usually use pieces that are like for a lot of the higher level stuff. You use pieces that are crafted by somebody else.
Well, what choice do you have? I mean, that's
yeah. I mean, it does. It makes total sense. There's tailoring, you know, for your cloth stuff, bags, shirts, crap like that. And there's cooking. There's a cooking skill, which their food doesn't work like Final Fantasy food. Final Fantasy food, you use it, it gives you a bonus. You know, it gives you +5 strength or whatever the hell. Okay, in World of Warcraft here, when you're, like, apparently the food is just used for when you're, at least as far as everything I've heard, it's just used when you're resting.
So which is good. I think potions should be the same way. You shouldn't be able to just down potions while something's swinging at you.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say for the realism, yeah. But I'm so used to playing some crap like, say, Dot Hack, where like you're in the middle of combat and you drink 80 potions that fight. You know, just because, you know, it is a video game. But, okay, well, what about the Diablo way? It's probably more like that. I bet it's not instant either. Remember in Diablo you use a potion and it takes like 10 seconds to fill up? Like, it shows you how much hit points it's going to give you, and then it slowly starts filling up, and it takes it, like, maybe, say, 5 seconds. It's probably like that in this. It just doesn't go boom like Diablo 1 did. You know, it shows you how much it's going to give you, and then what you actually have starts rising. Probably like that, but you know you're right. It doesn't name. Swing, drink, swing, drink, swing. You know, you're invincible, you know? Costly, but invincible.
It's not even so much the realism. It's the fact that you could do that. I mean,
yeah.
If you had the money, you could just sit there and pound those potions
and
while you're
would.
Swinging.
I would. If you didn't have that delay in Final Fantasy, because you can't. You can drink the ghetto ones, which will get you... Fuck, you get hit for 4 times the damage a base level 1 potion will get you, at where I'm at now. But in the early levels, you're a god with those things if you have the money. And I do. You know, so, I mean, when I solo now as myself, I never have to sit... Well, not solo, but when I start... In the first 15 levels, I can solo, and I never have to sit out. Because I have so much money, I can just buy potions, and it's the crap ones even, the cheap-ass ones, and I just, boom, hammer down, kill everything, and I don't have any fear. You know, and it's exactly for that reason. There's no downtime, there's no wait. You know, I just, boom, I hammer it down, I'm good to go.
And that's no good, even from a gameplay, not even from a realistic standpoint, from a gameplay standpoint, that's no good.
It's not, but, you know, hey, if I want to hammer out some levels real quick, and I got the money to do it... Square don't care. Hey, He's spending so much money right now. Do you know how long it's going to take him to make that money back? He's going to be standing in the desert for 4 hours to pay that off. With a bunch of other fools standing out in the desert. And Blizzard says there's going to be more crafting also, but they just weren't listed on the site. It just says, and more.
Right.
Okay, so that's just what's on there. A neat thing about the crafting, too, is I noticed in, I imagine EverQuest is the same way, and I was pretty sure Dark Age of Camelot was the same way. You just open up your, like, inventory thing and drop the shit in there and hit OK, and it crafts your thing. As long as you know the recipe. This brings up, like, a recipe book, and you click, I want to make a fucking iron helmet, and then it tells you. You need, and it's got a little picture, you know, of four chunks of iron. It's got a little picture of a spike, and then you got, you know, whatever.
Do you have to earn those recipes? Do you have to go find them, or are you just born with every recipe there ever is?
I don't think you're just born with them, but I think you get it upon achieving, like, the two levels below that. So, like, if you're, like, a level 25 alchemist, I think it shows you.
You know it?
I think it just shows you, yeah, up to, like, level, say, 27 stuff. Which, see, now, I kind of like it, because I don't like the guessing game of, okay, well, now I got to go to fucking Alakazam's website. I got to go look it up.
Yeah, that's no good.
See, that sucks.
There should be a way to find out, though. Like, at the very least, go to your guild, ask them.
And they'll tell you.
What are the recipes that I can make right now?
Well, in Final Fantasy, they will tell you. The guys, if you talk to them, they'll tell you the recipes. You just got to talk to three different guys, and then talk to each one like five times, though. And they'll give you all the recipes. But you got to fucking... See, what I don't like is having to write that crap down. I don't like having to have 750 pages laying around my house.
The character should write it down.
The character should know. That's exactly what I think. The character should have a recipe book. Make us pay for it, even. Upon reaching level 25 alchemy, I've got to shell out 1,000 gold pieces, you know, or whatever, you know. Not some huge amount of money, but maybe
relative to
your level, though.
And the economy.
You know, and the economy of the game, yeah, definitely.
Et cetera,
and I can buy a recipe book for 25 to 30 now. Well, upon hitting level 30 or 28, I can buy the 30 to 35 book for a slight increase in cost, again, relative to the economy and how much money this is, you know, actual value in game terms. I think that was the best way to go, but it's my understanding that you just get this at a point. Like, not all of it. I think you just get, you know, like, within a couple levels, your guy just has, like, this recipe book that just fucking tells him, okay, you can make this in a level or two, or you can try to make it now and go for skill ups on it, right? I assume, just the way it looks on the game. But I couldn't tell you for sure, 100%. But I do know that...
I do like the book idea. I don't know if I like that it just pops.
Just getting it idea. No, I mean... They could explain it in some kind of way, maybe if, you know, through your training, you know, I mean, you just learn. Maybe they could have a separate skill then. Alchemy application, alchemy theory. You know, and your theory goes up every so often along with your skill.
Right.
You know, maybe you just, you know, you learn the recipe for, you know, Hostess Ding Dongs, you know, if you're a cook or whatever, you know.
No, that'd be alchemy.
Yeah. that was pretty good. So, let's see. There was a couple other... Before we get into combat, because, I mean, I know very little about the combat. I mean,
essentially, it's going to all be the same. You go in, you attack, and...
You pull a mob out, and...
I know, but in EverQuest 2, which I found truly awesome, from all that I've seen... It's not necessarily applicable to just pull one mob and then beat its ass.
That's the wind blowing on the microphone. There.
Or it could be me.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it doesn't seem to always be applicable to just pull one mob.
Yeah.
And the mobs, they have group tactics.
Whoa.
So instead of it just being hate management, then... They're pissed at this guy, and so that's how it works. They know that you're a group, and we're a group, and we need to be tactically sound
that
to try to beat you.
Is sick.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? No.
Did you repeat it?
Okay, the combat. Say that again. It's not just hate management. It's not
In EverQuest 2, it's not just hate management. The mobs actually have group tactics. So when you pull more than one, or if it's not applicable to just to pull one, they will fight together as a group as opposed to just two mobs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So like like they'll come in with a tank who will try to vote you, and like a mage will try to heal you or something, you know. A mage will try to heal them, you
their
know.
Their mage will heal them.
Right.
You know, or cast their buffs on themselves.
That would be awesome if you go around and you see roaming parties you'd have to attack.
That would be pretty cool. Because I know, I mean, like, they do it now. They have it now where, like, there's, like, the bard class guy. Hell, even Final Fantasy has it. You know, you go fight some orcs, one of them uses Warcry, and they all get Warcry. You know,
but that's the most primitive level, right?
But it's fucking random, though. Yeah. You know, they'll stand there, and their bard will be up there sticking you with his little pansy-ass knife instead of, you know, using the spells that he should use on his group. You know, because you got five of them on you, and they're just kind of like individual monsters that happen to all be attacking you at one time, and they're all attacking your main tank, you know, because he provoked him or whatever, instead of doing what they should be doing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's going to add a whole element to EverQuest, too.
So the strategy...
I think the whole hate management thing has done a little weird. I mean, it should be more based on covering. They kind of put the whole... They put the covering ability in Final Fantasy, but most games, the way it works now, is they just say, okay, well, let's give people taunts. And this taunt raises aggression and allows one guy to control the hate. Or they give them some sort of, like, you know, the perceived attack ability is a good step in the right direction, and it's how it's covered.
Yeah, because at least it makes more sense.
Yeah. But, you know, I would say a lot of them be cover-like abilities, things like that, you know, ways that you could, you know, basically trap the mob and make him fight you.
Yeah, that'd be kind of like corner him even, if you corner him into something. Right now, though, EverQuest 1 is so screwed up, if you corner a mob, they teleport back to where they started. If they get in the wall, or like just in the, I keep hearing about it, something about they keep teleporting to where they spawned, because there's some kind of a weird problem where if they get cornered, they detect, they can't go anywhere, and they warp home. And then come after you? There's something about that right now, because they were finding that people were cornering a creature, and then they were letting an archer beat the piss out of it. And then, so they figured, well, we need a way for the monster to get it away. So it just, boom, it's home again, and goes after the archer.
They've always had mobs that could gate. You gotta be real careful about that, too. Gating is warping.
But this wasn't really a skill. This is more like a... Like, the game would see this as a technical failure, and the solution was, okay, well, mob now warps home. Like, it seems like, I don't know, I'm probably not describing this very well.
If you ask me, that's a good thing. Instead of the people just cornering it and letting a bunch of ranged attacks whoop its ass,
that's
kind of cheap.
It's not like they can't just clip through a guy anyway, though. You know, they all can clip right through us. They can just push right through and walk through us. But there was something about them getting near a wall. There was something really fucking weird I was just hearing about where it's like the mobs would constantly teleport home. People are just like, this sucks. You know? I don't know what it
does. Oh, yeah, it does. Because if it gates back home and it comes back after you, everybody that it runs across comes with them.
Yeah,
that's why with the things that are meant to gate home, you gotta make sure you stun them. You get them to not cast that.
Or you run the hell out of that zone.
Yeah, because you're getting a fatty train out of your ass.
That is awesome. One of the things with the NM system in World of Warcraft is gonna be interesting. Now, I'm really curious about this, because this is basically coming to all I have left in Final Fantasy for entertainment, is camping the unique monsters. I'm finding this incredibly fun, but I'm finding now that I'm ineffective at it because I don't live in Japan.
Right.
I have a technical limitation that allows, you know, 3/4 of the server population to beat me, not based on skill, based on a technical limitation because Square won't put a fucking server over.
If they have too much less skill than you, then their technical advantage is thrown out the window.
Yeah, but most of the guys that suck ass know it and they don't try to do that. You know, most of them, you know, I mean...
But you see what I'm saying.
And the ones that are there all day, those guys have enough, they know what they're doing. Like me, I'm out there all the time, or for a good long time, I was out there all the time.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. And if I missed it, it was because, the mob spawned out right on somebody, you know, or they were Japanese and they lived next door to the server and there's nothing I could do about it, the fucking thing spawned claim. You know, I mean, there's nothing, so now it's like, I don't even have that anymore, and I just don't, that's why I don't really care. It's like, I have nothing left in this. I can level up forever again. Okay, great. I'll go to 75 and do fucking nothing then. You know?
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks. But they are going to have, because we talked about this before, which is why I want to bring this up, was that we were hearing that, and this is still true, mobs will have a chance to drop the burly item as a random mob. Like, you kill enough rabbits, you're going to get, like, you know, the uber item. But it's not going to say this is, you know, fat rabbit, you know? You're not going to, you know? But you are. There is going to be, according to their site, there's going to be unique creatures in World of Warcraft But it doesn't sound like a whole lot. It sounds like you're gonna more run into guys that are training the whole fucking zone full of rabbits, killing them all at once and trying to get that drop.
But a better system to work with. See, Final Fantasy did it wrong.
Final Fantasy did it just like everybody else did it, which doesn't quite work when you have a technical limitation.
Well, no, it's not just that. Here's an example. Why are the best thief boots in the game dropped on a level 10 mob?
Well,
that doesn't make any sense. There should be a level 20 version that's +4/+4.
Well, it's not the best boots, though. It's just good for a long time.
Dude, I see people at the end of their career wearing those boots.
But they're not wearing the right boots then, because there is better boots. At least there is other boots anyway.
There's one pair up from that you upgrade to.
I think the problem with that doesn't lie in the fact that they did it wrong as far as NMs. It lies in the fact that there's not enough boots.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Because there is only that pair. There should be like 25 different pairs of boots that should just be Uber by then. You know, rather than two or three.
I mean, there's something wrong with level 50. Okay, what are you, level 63?
Three.
And you wear those boots.
They're level 24 boots that I
wear. Yeah, those level 24 boots he wears are crafted from those level 10 boots.
From the level 7, they're level 7.
Yeah, they come from that stupid lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why people camp it. I mean, it should be, you know, like, if you're a higher level, you shouldn't want, there should be no desire to go into a low-level zone and train a million rabbits unless you're trying to tweak a newbie.
Right.
What you should want to do is, I want to go to a higher level zone with a group and kill, you know, earlier shit.
But I do it for money. I don't do it for the item. I did it for the item once. I got the item, and now I do it for cash.
Well, yeah, but there'd be more money to make in a higher level zone, so you'd want to go to the higher level zone.
No. See, there is higher level stuff that we can go camp. But because I'm not in Japan, I can't camp it.
Well, there should be no reason a level 64 guy should be sitting around waiting for a level 30 mob for 4 hours.
The reason that they're worth so much is because they're a rare item.
Should be a level 40 mob you can camp, or a level 50 mob you can camp.
Well, there is. There's that other bird, Smigger or whatever, who drops the Strider boots. You know? I could go after him. I would need 12 dudes with me.
Well, no, but there should be a level 40 mob that drops something that's worth as much as the hairpin. It's the same situation that you could go camp.
Well,
and like I said, that's not so much the fact that the NM problem is the fact that there's one hairpin.
There's nothing there. There's nothing else.
Only item that does that.
That's the thing.
It's not the item thing. It's not the NM.
There's a problem with the NMs.
It's still a problem, but it's.
Yeah. But it's not. I see exactly. And you're right. You're right. It's because there's fucking one pair of boots that's worth it out there.
Yeah.
There's a shitload of boots that suck ass. Well, you know, but who wants that? Everybody wants the good pairs.
Yeah,
of which
there's
no
reason a level 63 guy should sit around in a level 20, not even 20, a level 10 to 20 zone.
It's not level, no. Those boots, that's a level 1 to 10 zone.
I'm talking about the dunes.
Oh, the hairpin? Okay, level what? Maybe 11 to 20 zone.
Yeah, and you got an emperor that spawns like level 25 or something, 25
to 30. He's level 30. He's level 30.
Yeah, and there should be no reason a level 63 guy, there should be no reason a level 63 guy would want. There should be no profitable.
But here's the thing.
There should be a better hairpin somewhere.
There should be something better that I can buy, but I mean, if you're thinking about adding more NMs, dude, you realize that there's 2 to 3 per zone.
Well, yeah, but you think it's both to drop shit.
Well,
exactly.
Most of them do drop crap, but it's just, I mean, there's just not enough. We know that there's not enough items in that game, which I really hope EverQuest 2 takes care of because, you know, and I don't think there will be a problem with this at all because EverQuest is all about the fucking, here's like everything ever thought of by mankind in our game. Have fun, figure out what works.
The Emperor was supposed to be something. It was supposed to be like, you got a bunch of newbies running around, they're killing dragonflies,
and then all of a sudden, a burly unique guy comes out and starts whooping ass. And I've seen that happen. Believe it or not, I've seen it happen.
Let's get an alliance of two teams together, let's take this thing down, maybe we'll get a hairpin that we can use for 10 levels.
Just like with Os.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? We are out there, this fucking thing pops, we got a bunch of dudes level 62, 63, 64 leveling out there. We can't kill them, not even the six of us.
Every time I see those pop, I see some level 75 guys come down and kill them so they can get the item.
See, I've only seen that happen once, and I've seen him pop like 3 times.
I've seen it happen like 3 times. I saw a group of 70s camping, because seriously, one of the best armor pieces in the game.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at level 75 is the cap, this is a level 67 item. So, I mean, what do you want?
No. As far as NMs for EverQuest, I guarantee that you're going to have a whole shitload of them that are going to make Argus look like a cakewalk.
Oh, I'm sure.
and have the 36-hour spawn of Argus in case people don't play Final Fantasy. There's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
EverQuest 1 did it all over the place. We're talking like 2-day spawns.
See, and that's fucking cool because that makes it a little bit harder to camp too. So that it's more of like a, holy shit, there's something crazy running around this zone. Not, okay, we know this guy. You see yesterday, Yojimbo's Link Shell was camping the bird. They knew within 5 minutes of when he was going to spawn. And they were there ahead of time and ready. Sure as shit, he spawned. You know, because they know. Same with what, was that Circuit?
Circuit, yeah. Toy Fire exactly spawned.
See, that's fucking bullshit.
That's how a lot of them are in EverQuest.
It should be a range.
3 days, 3 days, every 72 hours.
Every high-level guy in the game starts flooding into Garra and Citadel.
Yeah. See, it should be like a 3 to 4 day range, though. Range. Somewhere between day 3 and day 4, that fucking thing is gonna spawn. Assuming all the placeholders are killed. Or maybe whether or not, whatever. It shouldn't be, you know, I mean, like, you know, like it happens with something low. Think of the Emperor. 1 to 4 hours.
He should spawn all over the place. You know?
And they should also, I think, spawn much further apart.
Yeah.
You know, like there should be some of the guys you can't. Some, like the monster dragon is not gonna pop out in the middle of the fucking zone somewhere. He's gonna be in a cave that you have to get to, or like up a windy mountain pass that you have to get to in that zone.
I do not like this NM spawning thing with the high number of hours. I really think that things that drop all these good things should be in a place where you can go, like an instant zone or something, and you can fight it, and instead of it being rarely spawned, it rarely drops.
Okay. I like that better.
Because then you're doing something.
At least you're not just standing there for 4 hours.
So maybe you have to fight this thing 60 times in 3 days in order to get this drop.
Yeah. No, I agree with Koba 150%.
I don't.
And I like the instancing aspect.
I don't, because then it takes away from the uniqueness of the monster. The point of this creature is that he's unique. There's something special about him. He's not like every other rabbit. If you fight this same fucking dragon 70 times in a day, he kind of loses his appeal. But if you only have a chance to fight him once a week, it means more. You know, this is why people on their day off, they're like, I'm going to camp, you know, whoever, you know, in EverQuest for, you know, I got 2 days, man. I'm going to fucking camp this guy. And you and 30 other guys are thinking the same thing. Ah, he's mine. This is my day off. I got 2 days off. I got you fucking guys beat. And you don't sleep, and you get all stinky and sweaty, and you're ordering pizza, and you don't want to leave the computer, you don't want to go to take a piss. You just, like, it becomes effort, and it becomes like a really cool, real thing. But if you fight the same guy over and over and over, and you're just waiting for a drop, it's retarded. It's just like Genkai 1, where you're fighting hundreds and hundreds of stupid creatures waiting for a drop, and it's lame.
Okay, well then there's gotta be something else, because...
Yeah, there's gotta be a better solution.
Like, me, I can't camp that stuff. I cannot stand there for 4 hours.
How you do that? Don't you get, like, arthritis or something?
Oh, man, I get all fucked up. I can't type, I can't hold a pen.
Waiting for something that I might not even get.
That's the fun, though, is that think you can get it. You're like, oh, this guy's so mine. Oh, no! But you get pissed when you find out that, oh, those guys in Japan can get a spawn claim. And so it's like, that's when I lost interest, is when I wanted to go see as many guys as I could in Final Fantasy. So I went around, and I went camping different things. Every single fucking thing is camped by a Japanese guy.
That same stuff, isn't that impressive when it's the same fucking model?
Well, yeah, they need to change the models.
Every single one of these should be a different model.
Yeah, I would
even venture to say, you know, Final Fantasy puts a lot of work in their animations. All the characters have really cool animations. The goblins, they walk around their bags.
And they're very detailed, and they look really good, but they're all the same. There's like two different goblin models for like the millions of goblins in the game. You know, the different types and the different names and all that crap, you know.
I'd rather have a much simpler model and animation, but have a lot more different looking ones, you know?
Yeah.
So you can see some really badass, weird-looking goblin, you know, maybe...
This isn't going to be a problem, though. This isn't going to be a problem with World of Warcraft or with EverQuest, because now we're harnessing the power of PC only. We're not limited by the PlayStation. So,
which boils down to RAM.
Yeah, you know, it's got to load up all that stuff in your memory. It's got to load up all that stuff on your video card, too. All those models and textures got to be put somewhere, and a PlayStation can't handle.
When you move into a zone, the computer goes, okay, what graphical things am I gonna need?
Yeah.
And it searches the whole zone, finds out everybody's graphic, what everybody's wearing, everything, loads it up in the RAM, and so that when it comes into draw distance, It grabs it from the RAM and draws it.
Yeah, it doesn't take it an hour and a half like Final Fantasy does sometimes to swap it in.
Every piece of gear looks exactly identical. I mean, not every piece, but there's some stuff that looks different, you know? You get a lot of gear that looks the same.
But my 7th level leather armor looks just like the level 38 cure armor, which looks just like the level 54 other whatever the ghetto crap is, just like the level 65 ghetto crap, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks. Everybody's wearing the same crap, but... moving on, because we're really close on time. We got like 5 minutes, maybe 7, according to my watch.
Yeah.
Let's see, we covered the trade skills and all that crap. The PvP, there is going to be combat arenas in both games in the cities. There's going to be dueling for groups also. So you're going to be able to take group fights to do, and there's going to be dueling for items and cash, which is cool. Like, I'll whoop your ass for 500 gold, you know?
Yeah.
That is cool, you know, or an item or whatever. That is really cool, too. The death, oh, damn, there's a lot we didn't get to cover. The death in World of Warcraft, you can make a corpse run as a ghost. You die, you become a ghost, and here's the thing, you don't lose anything.
No experience?
No, they whined and complained, so you don't lose any experience. You die, you pop up at a graveyard as a ghost, and you have super movement and can fly over anything, water and all that shit. You cannot be attacked, nothing. You just, boom, haul ass to your corpse. When you get to your corpse, it asks you if you would like to respawn, and then it asks you, where would you like to respawn?
No.
Right? And you have safe zones in the zone to zone 2. So you're mobbed on by creatures because you went to some fucked up place, and you're swarmed by guys. You just have to get close enough to your thing, which, remember, nothing can attack you. You're a ghost. You just
walk up. That's not entirely true.
That is true.
They said that they're going to add mobs that can see ghosts and attack them.
And do what? Start you back over at your place?
Well, basically, it forced you to... Because when you come back as a ghost, they find you at the closest graveyard. There's no home point.
Yeah, yeah. You automatically blind to the closest graveyard. So you're always really close, and it never takes you more than 5 minutes to get to your body.
But you can choose to release, in which case you do lose
it. You do lose experience if you choose to release, and your body will go back to that graveyard. Okay, I've got... You look at the notes. It's right on there. Just so that you're following along with me. But here's the thing. Why would you ever do that if you had 5 minutes? It's like if you were late for work or something, I could see you needing your body back and then having to log out. But most of the time, that doesn't happen.
You can even do this quest that you can only do as a ghost, too.
Yeah, I saw that coming when they said that you can fly over water. And I was like, oh, there you go. There's a whole bunch of places you normally can't go where you can float to now. You know what I mean? You're in some kind of weird ethereal world zone, and the whole place looks different and stuff like that. You can also get resurrected by another character, but again, you don't lose any experience if you get resurrected by a character. You only have res sickness for a little while. Right? It just seems like kind of weak, you know? I mean, you die and there's almost no real penalty at all.
Yeah.
You know, and so what if you get attacked as a ghost? You don't die. You go back to the graveyard and have to run back out there.
Well, I remember playing Shadowdale in the old days.
Okay, goddammit, we gotta stay on focus. We got like 4 minutes, alright? Kobar's gotta go to work. That's all the only thing. Yeah, so we talked way too much about Final Fantasy and Dark Age of Kamen, other crap I didn't want to talk about. But, let's see, you also cannot de-level. You cannot go down a level.
I do like that.
Yeah, I like that too, because it just sucks ass when you level. They're gonna give you, experience for exploring zones too. Like, just going to a new place, and like the more of the map you cover, you probably get an experience point here and there. It's not major. There's no way you're going to be like, you know, level 60 by just walking around the whole game. But you do pick up a little bit. I don't even think it's going to be worth it. I don't think that should even be mentioned. So, whatever, World of Warcraft, mention it all you want. I don't think it's going to be, you know, anything major. You're not going to get that much out of just walking around.
Cool bonus, though.
Player versus player servers for World of Warcraft will be out at launch, they say. EverQuest 2 player versus players, they say, are going to be run after launch, but you're still going to have the dueling and all that crap.
Right.
Let's see. I don't know about the deaths. I don't know how the death system is going to work in Final Fantasy. EverQuest 2. But I imagine it's going to be the same as EverQuest 1.
You know, I think they'll probably do some tweaking.
Make it a little bit easier.
Because there are situations where they'll probably have something along the lines of the graveyard that they added in Planes of Power. Sometimes corpse runs in EQ1 were
just insane. Yeah, I heard nothing but horrors.
There was actually someone that killed themselves in real life because of a corpse run.
Jesus Christ.
They actually put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
God, this is why these games are great. Any now, game that means that much to you has gotta be good.
Granted, the guy was a little off his rocker to begin with, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even if you're a little unstable, if something like that is that rough,
yeah, Yeah.
It might be time to tweak it a little
bit. Set him down in front of Contra and see how he likes playing Shattered Soldier for a while. That's pretty tough, too. Travel in World of Warcraft is going to be interesting, too. You can fly on the Goblin Zeppelin, like an airship.
Right.
You can fly on that to get from continent to continent. You also can get, like, this is where I kind of lost track of it. You have, like, personal mounts. So, like, you can get, like, a horse, or if you're, like, a night elf, a night saber, which is, you know, like a tiger. You can get a ram, a mechano strider, if you're like a gnome, you build like a walking machine.
Right.
You can ride wolves. I imagine that's an orc thing, you know, like they ride in, Warcraft, the RTSs. Undead steeds, which look badass. This is like a dark unicorn. There's blood fire out its nostrils, and its hooves are on fire and shit if you're undead. And there's raptors you can ride. And the tauren are too big, so they get like a flea ability, where they run hella fast across the plains and shit. You know, they get like a fast run ability instead, because they can't ride anything because they're too heavy.
Right.
But that's kind of cool for transportation. Well, I didn't
besides the fact that they're basically mounts themselves.
Yeah, exactly, right? What I didn't understand, though, was that on their site it says you can resummon mounts. So, like, you're riding your horse, and you have to get off to get into a building. You come out, and you can resummon it. So it almost sounds like you can just go anywhere you want, whenever you want. You just call your horse and gotta wait a minute, and he'll show up, and it can take you off. Instead of having to get to, like, a town and pay for one, like in Final Fantasy, you know, or Dark Age Camelot, you rent a horse and ride away.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that a lot, too, because nothing sucks more than your group disbands and, you know, nobody can warp anybody home.
Although, maybe, I don't know, maybe they should have, like, a usable item to call it, or...
Yeah, maybe, something like that, but you get it at level 30, also.
So. Automatically, or you have to buy it?
No, it's some quest. It's some kind of quest thing that happens that you have to do to get your mount, which is, you know, it's pretty cool because it adds a little personal touch to it, you know, like, so.
It would be alright if you could just call it then since you earned it to begin with.
Yeah, I think it would be really nice. Oh, also, when you die in an instant zone in World of Warcraft, when you gotta make a corpse run, you die in an instant dungeon, you do not have to zone into that dungeon. You just get to the front door, and you got your corpse. So you don't have to go crawl to the dungeon again. Which, again, I think is kind of weak.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like they made it like there's almost no penalty to dying, really. I'm gonna fight next to a graveyard by myself the whole game. See how it goes. You know, I mean, Jesus, it just seems like it's just, I don't know, kind of weak, but, well, I mean, we'll see. It looks like a decent game. It really does. The more I read about it, the better it sounded. You know, there was some cool stuff there. It doesn't sound horrible. EverQuest sounds, to me, like it's still a better game right now. We didn't get to touch on the combat at all, which is most of it. We don't know much about it because we haven't done it ourselves, but the only thing I had that was special for combat, from what I heard for World of Warcraft combat, was it was just like everything else. World of Warcraft combat was you pull a mob to camp, you kill it, you pull another mob to camp, you kill it. EverQuest, apparently Sony realized that I guess kind of fucking boring, so they basically ripped off the skill chain system from Final Fantasy, but the thing of it was that it's random what skills are used. And if the skills that are randomly used happen to bust out in the right order, something uber happens and whoops some ass. I don't know if I like that so much because I like playing with people that have skill, but on the plus side, 90% of people I play with don't seem to have any skill, and it does seem mostly random as it is. So this wouldn't really change anything to what I'm used
except for it would have random more often.
You know, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It would force them to do it when they're supposed to. You know, when they can. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, I don't really know about that. And the voice thing was a huge thing for me in EverQuest.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Where, 65 with feature-length movies with of audio.
Yeah, it was...
That's huge.
I don't know how many hundreds of hours worth, I can't remember.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, and they even... What I was reading was, like, seriously, you're walking through town and you hear fucking conversations going on.
Yeah.
That is fat. That reminds me of Baldur's Gate, where you're walking through town and you hear the whole town. And every now and again you hear one guy's voice above it, you know, and then over here you hear another guy that's louder than everybody else, and you still hear all these little conversations and stuff, but they weren't real. They were just like a noise track that played over and over and over and kind of gave you the illusion you were in a big crowd with occasional things that you could understand that were louder. This is like, you'll see people run by and they're talking to somebody, they're telling a story to their buddy as you walk past them in town and whatnot. Sounds incredible. Everything speaks.
Yeah, that is really cool.
That's insane. That's you're gonna need like a brand new 120 gig hard drive just to install this like 8 DVD game probably. I swear it's gonna be huge. But you know what? I bet it's gonna be fat because I think Sony wants their crown back.
I do too.
I think Sony's not gonna fuck this up. That's why I have to put EverQuest 2 on the higher end here. I really have to say that I think they've got it.
We'll not to wait and see.
Yeah, we are. I'm gonna try. I probably won't try World of Warcraft. Oh, you probably will.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah, the way I figure is, it's way too soon to tell. Like, I got so worked up over Shadowbane before it came out and other MMOs. At this point, I'm gonna wait till they come out. I'm gonna check out one of the first things I'm gonna look at is the Strat Guide. Because you learn a lot about the game from the Strat Guide.
You really do. Unfortunately, you really do.
And for MMOs, it's a requirement. For every other game, don't buy it.
Okay. I was glad that you said that, because for every other game, fuck those stupid things. But for this, there's no way that you can do it all. But you know what? Kobar's gotta go. He's gonna be late for work if we keep him here, so.
Which, in theory, is not such a bad idea.
Yeah. That's true. It'd be much more fun to play games all day than go to work.
Yeah.
But unfortunately.
Or even sit and talk about it.
You know, yeah, even just this is great fun. I like this. We need to do that one day, too. I need to, like, wipe out, like, 50 gigs of hard drive space and just record all day. The gamer all day show. Of course, that'd be pretty boring because we'd likely turn to playing games at some point and just be all quiet.
Whoa, did you see that?
Maybe video or something. We'll have to do something special one of these days, just randomly. But like an NN spawn, like random unique episode spawn. Holy crap. All right, he's got to go. Well, I hope we at least educated some people, and at least this was entertaining at the very least, I hope. I hope we didn't bog it down with a bunch of Final Fantasy talks. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to talk strictly about these two. But whatever, it happened. Oh, World of Warcraft, you can... The date listed on Electronics Boutique's website is November 14th, and what their site says is end of the year 2004 in the U.S. and Korea. And as far as EverQuest 2 goes, same thing stands. Electronics Boutique's website lists the day after, November 15th.
Oh, really?
USA only! Sorry, that bothers me.
EQ2 was originally supposed to be before World of Warcraft.
You know, up until a week ago, it said September 5th, I think.
I'm glad they pushed it back if they needed to.
Yeah, you know, take your time, because I think it's going to be sick.
Especially with a game this size, you got to take your time.
Yeah.
Don't rush it.
Yeah. Well, good job. You don't want to be late for work, and we already got like a 2-hour and 15-minute show again, so.
Later!
With the movie talk didn't happen, but that gives us something to build on next week, because I got 3 movies I saw, and hopefully a 4th today. Alright?
Okay.
You got any parting words there, Ode?
Well, I was just going to tell everybody, try not to get worked up. When you get, you know, when these games come out, buy the strategy guides, read the reviews, and try them out, and, you know, I mean...
You know what? Don't trust the reviews of MMORPGs.
No.
Yeah,
they can't play them long enough to get...
Read the strategy guide, use your judgment, and the real big thing is, it's all going to be the same shit no matter what. Go for the MMO that appeals to you the most.
Exactly.
Races, classes.
Exactly. Something interesting you want to play. I feel bad that we forced Kobar here to play Final Fantasy, and there's no fucking class that he likes in this game at all.
No.
And the one I like is basically has dick chopped off at 60, so it's like, I don't even want to play anymore. So, I mean, you know, I gotta move on. Shit happens, you know? But, you know, as long as you enjoy your time, that's what it's about. It's having fun. I had fun until recently. It's drying up for me.
It's gonna get old eventually.
It's not the end of the world.
It's the last game you'll ever play, because you will get bored of it eventually.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, it's not the end of the world. It has to end eventually.
We all quit Zelda.
I just bought it again the other day.
Well, you're a freak, but everyone else quit Zelda eventually.
And I played through it again, all the way.
Yeah,
I did. I got it right here. It's the NES Classic version they just released. I got it on day one.
Well, yeah, you'll quit it again.
Never!
Man cannot live on Zelda alone.
Yeah, you're right.
There we go.
All right, until next week.
Yep. Yeah.